Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980. LLC.
If your roof's off to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. So if you got a project in mind for today, tomorrow, this weekend, next, months ahead, reach out to us with your questions. Now's your chance to get some impartial expert advice. And you can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's episode, according to the Department of Energy, shopping for new windows is not all that clear of a process. Man, I have to agree with that because there are just so many variables. And unfortunately, those window dealers sometimes are a bit tricky in the description, so you really need some help. So what we thought we'd do is share the Department of Energy's recommendations for what exactly to look for when you're thinking about replacing your windows.
And if your idea of portable power is defined by the length of your extension cord, we've got a better idea. Just ahead, we're going to review the new EcoFlow Delta Pro 3, which is a portable battery system that can work on the road, or you can integrate it into your home's power system seamlessly.
And if your garden is looking like it's had a bit too much sun, one of the best ways to make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation. We're going to talk about how this system of tiny sprayers gets water right exactly where you need it with no waste.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, our mission to educate, to inspire, and to help you build confidence on all of these projects that you want to get done.
Yeah, that's right. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those projects and questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, which I see folks are already doing. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Marie from Ontario on the line who's got a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, actually, I'm in a floor ranch, okay? Three-bedroom ranch.
Yep.
No basement, just a good concrete crawl space that's insulated. No problem down there. My furnace is down there. But I would like to know, please, is it financially better off to use ceiling fans and just have the fan on my air conditioner fan on, or run the air conditioner itself?
Okay, I'm going to give you a different answer than that, because I wouldn't say that the ceiling fans are decorative in my view, and they're not necessarily an efficient way to move air through your house. But I'll tell you what is, and that's called a whole house fan. So where you have a fan that's basically mounted, you said you have a ranch, so it would be mounted in the ceiling probably of the hall, and it will take air from the house and it will pull it up into the attic, and then you enlarge the vents in your attic to make sure it can exhaust that air. And whenever it gets a little bit thick, outside, a little bit uncomfortable, what you do is you open a window, a couple of windows or doors at each end of the house, and you run that whole house fan. If you run it even at a low speed, it will pull a really nice breeze through the house. And what that does is it has the effect of delaying how much your air conditioning you actually have to use. You know, I had one in a house that I owned when we first got married, and it was great because we would turn it on just a low speed in the evening and go to bed. And by the time we fell asleep, the fan went off and the evening had gotten, you know, much cooler, and we were comfortable for the whole night. So I think a whole house fan in terms of comfort is a better option than ceiling fans. And in terms of the air conditioner itself, you know, I think if you were to limit the amount of time you used it because you could trade off between the whole house and the ceiling fan, you're going to save money on your AC too.
I meant like my furnace fan itself, not using the AC. My furnace fan.
Oh, your furnace fan? Yeah, furnace fan is definitely does not make sense to use. That's a very expensive way to move air through your house.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, same answer. A different fan, but same answer.
So the best situation and the best solution would be to put the fan in the hall.
Yep, a whole house fan.
And
don't confuse this with an attic fan. I'm not talking about the little round silver duck. This is a whole house fan, and it's a quite large footprint. It's usually maybe about 2 foot in diameter, maybe a little bit more depending on the size you buy. And it has a set of baffles that are like, or louvers that lay flat. And when you turn them on, they gently open up and they pull a nice breeze through the house. It's really marvelous.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I didn't mean to be ignorant, but, you know, yeah, you did.
No,
surprise
no, no.
Me. Oh, you do call back.
You can't possibly be.
I love it. And I do listen to you any chance I can.
All right.
Any chance I can.
And I want to say that when we called you, you said, you do call people back. How about that? Yes, we do.
And I greatly appreciate that. Thank you. So it's called a whole house fan.
A whole house fan. W-H-O-L-E. A whole house fan.
Whole
yes.
house. Like the whole thing. Okay.
Right.
Great. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Marie. Good luck.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're heading on to Florida, where Will is dealing with some unexpected visitors, Daddy Longleg spiders. How can we help you?
Not in the garage. And there's a lot of Daddy Longlegs. I tried spraying a couple of different things inside the garage, and they seem to keep coming back, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can give you a recipe for a sort of a natural way to deter them, and that is if you take a cup of white vinegar and a third cup of vanilla extract, if you put that in a spray bottle and you shake it and spray the areas where the daddy long legs have been spotted indoors and out, that smell, that combination of the vinegar and vanilla is really offensive to them, and it will repel the insects without you having to add any additional toxins to your environment. The other thing to do is sort of basic cleaning, in the sense that when you see the spiders in the nest, make sure you're vacuuming them up. That's the easiest way to get rid of them and to keep that space as dry as you can. And then finally, you could use sticky traps as well. Sticky traps, if you lay them where you start to see them collect, they will get stuck to them and they won't go any further. So there is a few ways for you to deal with it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready for some new windows, but you just don't know where to even start? Well, we're going to share new recommendations from the Department of Energy, including available tax credits, when the Money Pit returns.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? You got some big plans to finish up around your Money Pit before the summer season is over? Well, if you're ready to unlock your home's potential, then go ahead and dive on into the Money Pit podcast, where you're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Be sure you follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Robin in Missouri is looking to relax, but that's not happening with mold in the jacuzzi. What's going on?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it. And it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipe, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. When we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out and so on. And
I bet you got very sudsy when you did that.
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say, and It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets and so on, the paint's kind of fading. And
all right, so it sounds to me like we're talking about two issues here. Number one, you have some sort of growth that's been inside the internal plumbing system of this jetted tub. And secondly, the finish has faded, and you had it restored some time ago, and the finish is starting to fade and chip and so on. So let's tackle the second one first. It's very, very hard to refinish a plumbing fixture. I can tell you that right now. There is a way to do it. It's extremely caustic. I don't even know if you could do it to a jetted tub, which is usually a fiberglass type material. It's very hard to do when it's a cast iron the tubs and sinks that folks love to restore, which is a very, very caustic process. And then the products that they sell that you can sort of paint over them, you know, don't have nearly the life expectancy that you would hope for. In terms of whatever may be going on in the internal plumbing system, you know, what I have often advised over the years is to use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill that tub up, and, you know, run, if you have a big tub and you run a half gallon or a gallon of bleach through that, through those jets, you know, that's going to help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So if it was my tub, I'd probably fill it up with hot water, throw in some bleach, and let the thing run for a while. I wouldn't put anything sudsy in there because, you know, there's a reason that dishwasher detergent, for example, doesn't suds up. It's designed not to do that. But if you put dishwasher, if you put dish soap in there, it's going to suds up like crazy. But I think all you really need is hot water and some bleach to sanitize it. And that might do a pretty good job of cleaning it. And I know that the jetted tub industry have other special products that they sell for the very same reason. But I think it's important to do that because you don't want anything growing in the internal plumbing and then, you know, potentially making someone reactive, having an allergic reaction or making them sick or something. So I would definitely want to clean that out. So I know that's not the answer you want to hear about the painted surface, but it is certainly the way to sanitize the internal plumbing system of it.
Okay. And yeah, that's why I never use that tub. I just don't use it.
Yeah, you didn't have a good feeling for the right reason. So why don't you give it a shot, though, and see if we can clean this thing out and let it, and we start to see that it's growing. You know, it's consistently, you know, shooting out some clean water. Maybe you'd be feel better about dropping into it now and again, okay?
What about the jet fixtures on it and the tub itself? How do I get that glaze type finish off of it?
Well, if you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, like the faucet, the spout and that sort of thing, those you would simply have to replace. If you're talking about the body of the tub and you've already refinished it once, there's not going to be much you can do about that. It's just going to be the wear and tear of that particular appliance from now on out.
Okay. So I'll probably just replace it.
Yeah, well, that would solve everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, according to the Department of Energy, heat gain and loss through windows is responsible for 25 to 30% of residential heating and cooling energy use. That's why when you're out shopping for some new windows, it's really important to choose the most efficient windows that you can in your budget, and they're going to work the best in your climate. So here are some ways that you can cut through all of the competing claims of energy efficiency and find out what are the best windows for your home.
Okay, so first up, you always want to look for the Energy Star and the National Fenestration Rating Council, that's NFRC for short, energy efficiency labels. They're both going to be on the windows, and the labels are going to help you make sort of an apples-to-apples comparison when comparing windows. This is going to include a couple of key factors. The first one's called the U factor. That measures how much the window conducts heat and solar resistance, which are two really important considerations in both summer and winter. And the labels will also specify something called the solar heat gain coefficient. Now, this measures how much solar radiation is emitted through a window to reduce heat gain in the warmer climates.
Now, by choosing windows with both low U factors and low solar heat gain coefficients, you're going to be able to maximize the energy savings in temperate climates with both cold and hot seasons. And lastly, when you're looking for windows that are thermal pane and filled with an insulating gas, you want to make sure they have low E coatings to reduce heat loss in colder climates and then reduce heat gain in those warmer climates.
Yeah, and now's a good time to think about this project because homeowners who replace windows are also eligible for a tax credit of 30% of the cost up to $600. So good opportunity to save some money there as well.
We've got Catherine in Delaware on the line who's got a question about a fire pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'd love to have a homemade fire pit in my backyard. I don't want to buy a metal one. They'll only get rusty, right?
Yeah, they do, but they last a heck of a long time. You know, I did not want to put a built-in fire pit in my backyard because I didn't want to have to, you know, deal with it in the off seasons. It would be hard to shovel around and that sort of stuff when the snow hits. So I actually personally have been using a metal fire pit for many years, and, you know, I find that they last, 5 to 8 years before they start to show any wear and tear. So I'm not afraid to use a metal fire pit, but I can tell you that if you want to do a brick fire pit or a paver brick fire pit, there's lots of options right out there. One company that makes a kit for it is Rumblestone. It's the Pavestone company, and these Rumblestone pavers, they'll sell you basically all the bricks that you need. The Rumblestone are sort of like a rough, beautiful colored stone that you assemble into a circle pattern. And then the way they design it, there's a metal like sort of liner that drops right into the stone, and that's where you build your fire. So you can do it yourself, but you could also purchase a fire pit. Depends on, you know, what look you are going for and how long you want it to last. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Now we're going to talk insulation with Albert from Massachusetts. What's going on?
Well, my house is about 50 years old, and the attic is unused space. It's not very large. It's and it's got minimal insulation. It's just the strips of the fiberglass. The paper backing.
Okay.
And
yep.
I'm thinking that it needs more than that, and I'm wondering if I should it be blown in or sprayed on, open cell, closed cell. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Sure. So if you want to use spray foam insulation, I think that's an excellent choice, especially if you're going to be in this house for many years, because it does a couple of things. It expands and it seals, and it also is a much better R value than the fiberglass insulation. We did this in our very old house. We were replacing a roof at the time, and my house was so old it didn't have roof sheathing. So when we had the plywood sheathing, I opted to spray foam the insulation from the inside, and we basically sprayed the bottom of the roof rafters and the insulation and the sheathing, effectively sealing in the entire attic space. You no longer needed any ventilation in the attic there because spray foam is not impacted by moisture, and now we find that the attic is the same temperature as the rest of the house, or pretty close to it, even in the summer when it used to be boiling hot up there. So I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. So I think that's an excellent option. Now, you also mentioned that you're not using this space that much.
Right.
If that's the case, blown in is a possibility as well.
Okay.
But once you do that, you're definitely not going to be able to access it, because it'll just be covered, and you will continue to have to ventilate that, because if you use fiberglass insulation, that is susceptible to moisture and humidity getting into it, and if it gets just a little bit damp, it doesn't insulate very well. But I think you may find, as I did, that when you do spray foam, it's an instant change. It's an incredibly efficient thing to do. It definitely makes the house more comfortable and cuts back on both your cooling and your heating bills.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the spray foam, they would have to remove all that old fiberglass rolled out insulation.
I didn't do that. I left my old insulation, which was in the floor of the attic, because I didn't see any point in removing it. There was nothing to be gained from doing that. It just was another job. Now, I already had some of that flooring down. I had to fill in some areas that didn't have flooring because I wanted to be able to take advantage of it for storage. But we applied the spray foam not to the flooring of the attic or the ceiling level of the second floor. We applied it to the roof rafters. And that's the only time you would do that. If it was fiberglass, I never would have done that, because that would have been a very difficult area to vent. But because it was spray foam, I was able to spray the underside of the sheathing and the roof rafters. And now if you go up in my attic, it kind of looks like a cave up there because the foam is just everywhere. And they sprayed it all in one day. They had a really good crew. And I have a really hard house to work with this, because I had some flat roof sections and that sort of stuff. Has some tough crawl spaces, and they did everything with spray foam. And we found an instant improvement. In fact, if you go to MoneyPit.com and search Guide to Insulation, the MoneyPit Guide to Insulation, the story is in there, including my before and after utility bills. So you can see what effect it had.
I appreciate the callback.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're worried about summer power outages, but you dread the noise of a generator, EcoFlow's new Delta Pro 3 home battery backup is a perfect alternative. We're going to share details on that next.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or simply go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors and they're ceramic tile and they're probably 20 years old and they just don't come clean anymore. They're real porous and we've scrubbed them with scrub brush and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and soft and scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze has worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time. And it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together. And it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you could put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're concerned about losing power this summer, but you want a solution other than a noisy generator, EcoFlow's new Delta Pro 3 home battery backup is a really smart solution. Now, this Delta Pro 3 has some very powerful capabilities in a very elegant and compact design, so you can easily integrate it into your home. It's also portable, so it can power outdoor activities. I mean, picnics, dinner parties, tailgating, and more. If you need power on the go, this is the way to get it.
Yeah, and the best part is the setup is plug and play, so it's really hassle-free and it's seamless. It can be used as either a standalone backup battery or it can be integrated within your household power system to cover just the circuits and appliances that you choose. In fact, the DP3 offers a maximum continuous output of 4,000 watts and both 120 or 240 volt output. That means that you can power almost everything, including your household appliances like your dryers, the water heaters, air conditioning, even induction stoves.
Yep, and the unit can function alone or be expanded in capacity to power multiple high-power home appliances simultaneously. Plus, with 7 industry-leading fast-charge options, the DP3 will be ready when you need it.
And, you know, there's no need to venture outside during these extreme weather conditions to adjust or operate a gas generator. And while traditional generators can be noisy and disruptive to daily life, the DP3 features X-Cooling exclusive technology, which gives you ultra-quiet operation at just 30 dB under a 2,000-watt load.
Yep, so get yourself ready for the next power loss this summer because they've already happened and will continue to happen, but you can be ready with the new sleek and powerful Delta Pro 3 from EcoFlow. Check them out at EcoFlow.com. That's EcoFlow.com.
Tom in Ohio is on the line and has a question about a basement. What's going on in your money pit?
I have a basement with some cracking issues. The house was built in 2000, and the floor is cracking in numerous places. They're not wide cracks. Some of them, none of them are greater than a quarter. Usually about an eighth. And I've also got a poor basement wall, and I got a couple of seams that when it rains really hard, I've got a little bit of water seepage, nothing puddling on the floor per se, but just on two spots in the whole entire basement, you know, and I'm just wondering if that's these new epoxies where you can inject it into these, you know, these walls for the leaks, if those things are something that would work for my situation. And as far as the cracks in the basement, I don't think they're structural, but it's settling, I think. But anyway, I'm just wondering if you guys have any kind of suggestions on that.
Absolutely, we can fix both of those issues for you. So first of all, let's talk about the basement floor. The basement floor, you mentioned it may be settlement. It might just be a poor installation. If it wasn't reinforced, if the concrete, you know, wasn't mixed right, there's all sorts of reasons it could get cracking. But the floor itself is not structural, so that's really just to be a separator between you and the soil below. So for those cracks, you certainly could seal them with like an epoxy crack sealant that you can find in any home center. Quikrete makes a bunch of products for that that will work well. In terms of the basement leakage, the leakage through the wall, the fact that this is happening when you have a bad rainstorm is indicative of the cause. The cause of this is a drainage situation right outside those walls. So it's going to be one of two things, or it could be both of these things. One of which is if your gutters are overflowing, if they're insufficient and not handling, you don't have enough leaders to handle the runoff, or if the leaders, the spouts, are not discharging far enough away from the wall, anything that collects water or keeps water close to the foundation allows it to build up in that first 4 to 6 foot area between the house and the yard. That's going to lead to a leak in your walls. It could even push down around the walls and show up coming up through the floors. It is not caused by a water table. It's simply a drainage issue caused by this heavy rain. So to that, you want to look at those areas. Look for the gutters that are overflowing. Look for the downspouts that are not extended. You want them to be at least 4 to 6 feet out from the house. And those two things will solve that. Gutters and grading, leading cause of almost all wet basement problems. A lot of folks blame rising water tables and things like this and look towards expensive solutions like sump pumps. Virtually never needed. You just need to fix the gutters and the grading. And then if you want to seal the cracks as a last step, that's fine. But remember, Tom, it's the last step. It's not the first step. You can't, you know, seal every crack in the wall and expect to hold back the tide. You got to stop the water from getting there by fixing up the drainage first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? We are well into the summer. Heck, I would almost say we're almost at the end of summer, but I don't want to be a bummer to everybody. But the fall season really is the best for home improvements. So perhaps you're kind of lounging around and thinking about what it is that you could be working on or what it is that you want to be working on. Well, whatever it is, we know it's hot outside right now, and perhaps your plants are telling you by looking a little bit parched. We're going to show you an easy-to-install drip irrigation system and how it can help get the water right to where it's needed in today's home solution tip when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermofiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, why don't you reach out now with your questions to MoneyPit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to all of our fellow DIYers out there in every episode on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at MoneyPit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old. But it's a self-cleaning oven, and right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double-pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean, so it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look, it's not a regular screw. It's just something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom part, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. You know, I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, may be the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the best defense is a good offense, and one of the best ways to beat the heat and make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation.
That's right. You know, micro-irrigation is a system of drip tubing and tiny sprayers, and it really is a great way for you to get the water exactly where you need it. Now, unlike a lawn integration system, installing drip irrigation systems are not as complicated as you think. Now, you don't need a sophisticated irrigation network to supply that micro-irrigation. A spigot for a hose is going to do the trick, and it's perfect for flower beds and shrubs because it does deliver the water right where it's needed under low pressure.
Now, most micro-irrigation systems consist of drip tubing, which is either a quarter-inch or a half-inch hose that's fitted with tiny plastic nubs that are called emitters. And these allow the water to drip out at a very regulated pace without clogging. Now, the tubing then snakes around and among plants and trees to get that water into the soil right at the roots. There are also lots of accessories you can choose from. There's sprays for ground cover, there's foggers for hanging containers, and single emitters for reaching plants that are sort of off the grid. And these all allow you to customize a system that's perfect for your situation. So the best way to get started, just draw a plan of your garden and then map out a configuration of the tubing and the accessories that you'll need.
Now, the actual plumbing connection is really simple, too. It doesn't have to be permanently installed. Instead, that system connects to an outdoor faucet. So first, you screw the vacuum breaker to the pressure regulator to prevent contaminated hose water from backwashing into the house's supply lines, just like a regular sprinkler system. You got to do the same thing there. And then you just attach the filter to the pressure regulator and connect the hose to the filter.
Now, once the tubing is installed, you just cover it with about 2 inches of mulch to keep the water from evaporating before it reaches the plant roots. And it'll also give the garden a very manicured appearance at the same time. So it's a really great way to get the water where you need it, guys, and not waste it, and make sure your plants thrive, especially through these hottest days of summer.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Today, we all want to be a little bit greener and cleaner in our homes. Well, you can do both, you guys, and save some green by making your own non-toxic cleaners. We're going to have some recipes for you when the Money Pit returns.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? If it's in your house, you are in the right place. Well, not just in your house. You're in the right place because you're listening to us. And we're here to help you with questions that you might have about that project that you're doing, or maybe one you started and got stuck on. The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Vivian, Rhode Island, reached out to Team Money Pit saying, I bought a 1938 house with a through-the-wall air conditioner, and it doesn't work. I want to know if it's worth installing a mini split ducted system instead. Now, a through-the-wall air conditioner isn't usually in the same spot or the desired spot of a split system, correct?
That is correct. It is usually at sort of window height, which is pretty much the same as putting it in the window. Although I do have a house that's got one that was a very old house from the 60s, and it actually had one up higher on the wall, and that actually worked okay. But when you talk about a through-wall system, what you're talking about is that there are sleeves or sort of the metal frame that's installed in the wall permanently, and then the air conditioners slip inside of those. It's kind of very similar to a window unit, but sort of just the body without the shell around it, and it slips inside that sleeve. Now, the sleeves are standard sizes, so you may be able to remove that air conditioner from the existing sleeve and put in a new air conditioner and have it fit perfectly. So make sure you measure it, find out what's available, and that's an option. A mini split, though, is also a good choice. Regardless, of course, you're going to have to deal with that big hole in the wall, but the mini split today, they can be both air conditioning and heat because they have heat pumps as part of their systems. That can be installed anywhere. There's all sorts of options. The air distributor hangs on the wall inside the house, has a small compressor outside, and you could be totally good to go. So I really think that the mini split is really a good option if you want to go. It's going to be more expensive than just replacing an AC if you can't find one that fits in that sleeve, but mini split, definitely a good way to go.
But, you know, interestingly, with the split system we have, I find that I almost never have it on cool. Like, simply keeping it on like a dehumidify that comes on as it's needed keeps it very cool. They're really awesome, and they operate super efficiently with minimal maintenance.
Yeah, that inverter technology that they all have now has really changed the game. Well, everybody wants to be a bit greener and cleaner these days. You can do both in your own home and save some green at the same time when you make your own non-toxic cleaners. Leslie shares how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, before we had all of these commercial products, we had to mix up our very own cleaners. So here's a few recipes for a natural cleaner that is still going to work really well today for all of our needs. All right, here's a good one for a glass cleaner. You can fill a spray bottle with a quart of water and 1 tablespoon of vinegar. If you've got a larger project like a floor or a tile job, you can add 1/4 cup white vinegar to 1 gallon of hot water. If you're looking for an oven cleaner, you can make a paste of baking soda and water and then scrub those stains with steel wool. For tougher stains, you want to add some salt, except for in a self-cleaning oven, don't add the salt. Now, if you're looking for a sink and toilet cleaner, you can mix a paste of either baking soda or borax with water and then add in just a little bit of lemon juice. And if you want to polish some chrome, you can use rubbing alcohol or simply white flour on a dry rag. If you want to get the complete list of 10 easy recipes for natural cleaning products, head on over to moneypit.com.
We've also got an expanded list in my new book, which is publishing this summer, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's available on Amazon right now.
All right, super exciting.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Next time on the program, you know, now that we're in that hottest part of the summer, it's also peak season for ticks that can carry some pretty nasty diseases. So on the next show, we're going to share the surprising way ticks can grab hold of anyone passing by and how to keep them off your body for good. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump, speaking at a campaign rally in Atlanta, opens his remarks by praising his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance.
Well, thank you very much to the next Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. He's doing a great job. You know, they go after J.D. You know why? He's for the worker. He's for people that get out and they want to work, work, work.
The presidential hopeful telling supporters that four more years of Harris-Biden policies could lead the country to ruin.
Yesterday it was announced that unemployment is surging with 350,000 Americans joining the unemployment rolls just last month. Tell you what, we could end up in a depression. We could end up in World War III and a depression. How about that?
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports on a Ukrainian drone barrage in various cities in Russia.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces targeted multiple Russian regions overnight with a massive drone barrage. Russia's defense ministry said its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 75 drones over several regions near the Ukrainian border and in the Ryazan region deeper inside Russia. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an airfield in Morozovsk, hitting ammunition depots with guided air bombs, as well as fuel depots in various Russian regions. In the Oryol region, two drones crashed into a residential high-rise building, causing a brief fire, according to the local governor. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Kitty Ledecky has capped another stellar Olympics by becoming only the second swimmer to win the same event in four straight summer games, holding off Ariane Titmus to win the 800-meter freestyle. It was her second gold medal in Paris and ninth of her remarkable career. News and analysis online at townhall.com.
This summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the largest wildfire still burning in California.
California's fourth largest wildfire on record, the Park Fire, continues to burn near Chico, spreading over 624 square miles and destroying more than 500 structures. Cal Fire's Devin Terrell.
We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple of days, especially on
the entire left flank of the fire.
The park fire allegedly began with arson. CAL FIRE's David Acuna says currently in the state there are 16 active wildfires over 10 acres and more under that.
Are the firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May.
The National Interagency Fire Center reports 89 large active wildfires are being managed nationwide at this time. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more stories, breaking news, and analysis always online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. Geological Survey says a series of earthquakes have been hitting West Texas. Here's John Scott.
It's highly likely they're being caused by oil and gas activity. A sequence that began in 2021 erupted with its largest quake in the last week, a magnitude 5.1 in the most active area in the country for quakes induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. Officials in Scurry County issued a brief state of disaster. John Scott reporting.
A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month has rattled financial markets and set off new worries about the threat of a recession, but it could also prove to be a false alarm. Friday's job report also showed hiring slowed last month. It coincides with other signs the economy is cooling amid high prices and elevated interest rates. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The following program is paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes. Thank you for sticking around. Next few minutes, 30 minutes of motivation, inspiration, education, just like our announcer said. But no manipulation, because we don't con people. We're not trying to raise money. We're not trying to solicit your support. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're not going to ask you to join up anything. We just would like for you to listen as I try to verify and identify God's plan for your life. And if that's possible, you can orient and adjust to the plan if you find that possible. So thank you. Thank you for listening. This is show 987 Sundays that we have been producing the Flatline Radio Show, Compliments of the Grace of God. You know, we find in the Scriptures many exercise metaphors, you know, workout, exercise. And these relate to the spiritual life, not the physical life, but the spiritual life. Everybody wants you to exercise today. Everybody wants to sell you a piece of exercise equipment. Everybody wants you to work out and be in shape, live a long time, take your vitamins, do good. Well, let's talk about what the Bible says about exercise. First of all, we find the word run used in the Bible in Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Here's where the writer said, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight," that's distractions, "and the sin which doth easily beset us," that's defeat, "and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." There's an athletic metaphor. Let us run with patience. In other words, you're not going to get to be a spiritually mature individual overnight. It takes a little bit of time to study and grow and learn and apply. But the writer went on to say, "Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So there is an athletic metaphor for us to run the race that is set before us. If you ever intend to grow spiritually, you have to be disciplined to run the race. Also, the Bible says we have to walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. So you don't have to start out by running. You start out by walking. If you're like me and you're up in the age, you have to walk and not run. But then Paul uses another metaphor called fight. He said, "I fight not as one who beats the air." So we got run, walk, fight, and then the word strive in 2 Timothy 2:5. "And if a man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully to compete, winning the prize." All of this requires self-control, and it requires consistent training. These are the athletic metaphors used in the Scripture. So, if you're going to be a winner believer, if you're going to be a mature believer, if you're going to maximum glorify God, you have to have self-control and consistent training. Winning the prize is you or me becoming a mature believer, and you and I giving maximum glorification to God. Paul wrote to Timothy while he was a young pastor in the city of Ephesus in his first letter, 1 Timothy. And Paul encouraged Timothy to concentrate on becoming a spiritually mature believer and to avoid distractions on the road to godliness. His urging included a warning about certain distractions.
Live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's The Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create amazing relationships. I'm George Campbell, joined by my good pal, Dr. John Deloney, and we are here to serve you, America. Give us a call at 888-825-5225, and we'll talk about your life and your money. Ashley is going to kick us off in Denver this hour. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How can we help?
This question is mostly about my daughter, and we're trying to figure out how to help her. She is 20 years old, and she lives in a different state than us, mostly just because it's pretty expensive here. But she's really struggling. We're talking debt up the wazoo, and we're having some issues with some drugs, as well as making some poor choices where we have been in jail for short periods of time. And we just don't know what to do. We want to help her. I mean, she calls me every week to talk. But I know giving her money financially is not a smart thing because it won't get used appropriately.
Is she asking for money on these calls?
She's mentioned it, and at this point she stopped asking because we don't have it to give her. We're still working through Ramsey's baby steps ourselves. And I said, honey, we don't have that kind of money. And if you really look at your finances, you will find the money. It's just about how you budget.
What is she doing right now? Is she in school? Is she working?
She was in school for a year, and she dropped out saying it wasn't for her, which is fine. Not everybody needs a four-year college degree. I believe that wholeheartedly. But she's working on a farm now, and she loves it.
Is she still actively using?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, and I wish I could give you different news, it's any sort of life change or behavior change is going to, or relationship change will have to come on the back end of her choosing to not be using anymore.
Yeah. And I know what she was using was legal in Colorado, but it's not really legal everywhere, and she just doesn't want to give it up.
Okay.
And I think it's causing some behavior.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. And so the only way I've seen people have effective relationships moving forward is that y'all meet somehow in person, whether she comes home to visit you for the holidays or you fly out there, you drive out there, and you take her out. And I say this all the time, and people kind of roll their eyes. The reason I tell people to take somebody that they love when they have to have a difficult conversation to breakfast is twofold. Number one, it changes the environment. If you have a conversation in your house, the same old house that you got in trouble at when you were a kid or what, it just changes the dynamic. And there's a lot of literature about the psychological shift when you're in a different environment. That's number one. Number two, if you wait till dinner, you get these marathon conversations that don't end till 10 or 11 or 12 at night. If you start at breakfast, the sun is up, it's 8 in the morning, it's 9 in the morning, it's 10 in the morning, and we could talk for a while and it's still sunshine outside. It still feels like there's some optimism and hope, okay? But I think you have the conversation and say, me and your dad have decided we can help in this way or that way. That might be she can come live with you while she goes to rehab. She can she can keep working on this farm, and y'all will support X, Y, or Z if she wants to, whatever y'all decide. But it only comes on the back of she goes through some sort of treatment program or goes to meet with a group. And then she gets to hold all of the relational cards. And so the way you phrase it is, we don't work well without you being whole and well. And you get to choose whether you want to be whole or well and with us or not. It will break our heart if you choose something else, but you get to do that because you're an adult. And that way she can't say, they kicked me out. They don't love me. I did this thing and they drew a line. No, you chose it. And I'm so heartbroken. We'll be right here when you get back. We love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yeah.
That's the only way I've ever seen that be successful. And then you and your husband have to grieve and weep bitterly because one of the people you love more than anything on planet Earth is an adult, and adults have access to poor decisions, and it's heartbreaking to see adults that we love making decisions that we know are destroying their lives.
Yeah. I know it looks like she may be going back to jail, and we've talked about this, like she'll lose everything.
Yeah.
We've talked about going out there and getting a storage unit and helping her pack it up. Just because we're like, what do we do? Like, we can't not sit. Like, we don't have control over that part. But talking with her and just saying, we will pay for a storage unit for this many months, but after that.
It sounds like you're more stressed about this than she is. What has the conversations been like on her side? Because it doesn't sound like she really wants to change her life at this point.
Anytime she's gotten into trouble, she'll call me really upset.
What does in trouble mean?
I know when,
financially?
She's gotten pulled
with
over.
The cops?
With the cops, financially. After she got out of jail, she called me and said, I don't know what to do.
And contrary to popular belief or what your friends might tell you, telling her, if you're sober, come home right now. I'll come get you. I'll get you a flight. You can't bring drugs into my house, and you can't come into my house if you're not of sound body and mind. But if you're sober, come home. That's okay. I don't think that's enabling. I think that's love and that's connection. Okay, it's yeah. Connection with boundaries, connection with accountability. And then she gets to make a choice.
Yeah, I know she decided to leave at one point because we said we weren't going to allow the drugs in our house. And I didn't care if they were legal or illegal in this state. That
sure.
It wasn't happening.
And so she made a difficult choice.
She did. And yeah. It's not gotten better. It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Everything has.
And it breaks my heart as a parent myself. You can't change another adult.
No.
And it feels powerless, huh?
It does feel powerless, and, I mean, we've talked about trying to help her get out of debt by saying you can live here for free. Meals are free, obviously, like room and board.
This is not a debt issue, hon. This is not a debt issue. You're trying to find a thing that you can fix for her, but none of this.
Mic test.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. The Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are now listening to an encore presentation of North Bay Now. We will be back to our regular scheduled program as soon as possible.
Yes, and if you were wondering, what is that funky music? Fabulous music. That's Danger Kitty. And the cut is not heavy but awkward. And I have the great honor of being on the air live tonight with this great band. Let's just introduce Demetra, first of all. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I'm a fan. I've got the shirt. I've got the CD in my car. It's the only one that's been in there since your last CD release concert. That was fabulous. So, you know, I don't gush often, but when something is tremendous, I just absolutely love it. And you've got Mark here tonight who's done the artwork, the writer of the songs. So, hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
Hello, Linda. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. We're going to be playing some of your cuts from your first album CD. And then we're going to be talking about the new one coming up called Sandbox. Mm-hmm. Thrilled about. Love the title. And David's in producing. You just turned me way down. Was I like blaring it out there? Okay. All right. So, and with us also.
Just the headphones.
Just the headphones. Yep. All right. Also with us tonight is Donnie Red, Red Music Guy. How are you, Donnie?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us, man. Yeah. This is exciting.
Yeah. And so you have been, like, instrumental in production. You're like the guy that gets up on stage, makes it happen even when the cords unplug.
Well, I don't mind being behind the stage.
No,
but I'm all about supporting our local musicians. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, so. And you're going to fill your heart.
Yeah.
And the last time you were in here is when, and Demetra, you did the Reading Roots revival, mm-hmm. which rocked, was so good. I was so happy that something like that quality was in Reading. Oh my God. People need to know. They will come from miles for this. Just like Garden of Lights.
Yes.
Come to Reading Roots Revival.
They should.
That was fabulous. 3 days of just kick ass music.
Yeah, and who started it all off but Danger Kitty. They started it off last year. And I mean, what a great turnout they had at, like, started at 5 o'clock, but everybody was there. They had it packed for their show, and it was amazing. They did a great performance.
And I love to watch you watch them.
Oh, yeah. I get excited. We have so much talent up here in the North State.
You're like the seventh musician part of Danger Kitty.
Yeah, well.
He's part of the band.
Our musicians can compete with anybody in the world. We have so much talent in this town.
So, and Danger Kitty just really makes me excited.
And they make me excited, too, and I'm glad I want to dedicate the whole night of this show to you guys, and I want to hear about the new project. Mark, let's go to you, and let's because on the last album it said songs written by, you know, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about this album. Was this all your imagination? Did you co-write some of these new songs coming up on this double LP?
There's 13 brand new songs on it, and I wrote 12 of them myself, music and lyrics. And then on the 13th song, A Brand New Day, I had a co-lyricist, Letizia Silva.
Okay.
But yeah, no, we're really excited about it. Danger Kitty's Sandbox, you know, it all ties together, right?
It does.
Yeah, I just love writing music, and it's that's what does it for me, even more than performing, just finishing a song and knowing I've got something great going on.
You know, and I had the great honor of being in Nashville, for living there for 5 years and working alongside of some great songwriters and music. And I love to hear a Bluebird Cafe, you know, going there and hearing how, a song is created and then to bring it into fruition. And then think about how it's created beyond that, like, not just lyrically and musically, but then how you go into production. And you've got Bruce Targon, who is just fabulous, who's done your albums, and he's mastering the new one now, Sandbox.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long it's taken? Were these, some of these songs on the back burner before they went into the studio for the second album project? Or, you know, give us a little bit of the process.
Well,
13 songs is a lot.
Yeah,
Betty.
The songs have been written over a span of a few years, and I always write several new songs when we go in for a project like that.
Mike, check.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on it since, what, April, maybe?
Yeah.
And it's working with Bruce and After Hours Recorders is just a wonderful process. He's just a great guy. He's extremely talented, wonderful ear, easy to work with.
And, it's a spiritual experience in his studio.
It really is, really, yeah. Is. I saw your disc in there. But,
and for him to,
yeah.
You know, like, what is going to be the best sounding mic, how he mics things up, and I think his demeanor.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally earlier today that if elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And he promises more big changes.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes?
Also at SRNnews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
Firefighters made progress yesterday against California's largest wildfire of the year ahead of expected thunderstorms. Devin Terrell, the public information officer for the Park Fire, says the fire is over 400,000 acres, the fourth largest wildfire in California's history.
There's still
here in our town for local musicians, and can't say enough about Donnie. He's helped us immensely.
So Redding Roots is a really good name for, you know, growing fabulous trees and in a good garden. Before we take a break, one more thing, Mark, and we're going to talk more about the songs, because, you know, it's all about the songs.
It is.
Your process. Mm-hmm. So do you get up in the morning? Do you journal? Do you see something? Do you think of like a
Do you go with a hook? Do you have a lyric? How does that work for you?
It's lots of different ways. I don't have just a single way.
Okay.
Usually it'll come out of tinkering around on the guitar and coming up with something that catches my ear. Then I'll record that on my phone and move on from there. But I also get inspiration from listening to other music. Not specifically any certain type or genre or anything, but I'll hear something, and it'll give me an idea to spin off in another direction. There is one song on the album, on Soundbox, called "For the Sun Goes Down," that I've told this story many times. Bonnie's probably heard it 100 times.
I was going to mention
that. Well, I haven't heard it.
Okay.
We
were playing a show. Danger Kitty was playing a show at Red Lion, and we had rooms there. And I just woke up out of a dead sleep with the line, "Be there before the sun goes down."
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear the line, and I could hear the music, and the way the music stops right at that line. And so I jumped up out of bed, tiptoed into the bathroom with my phone, and hummed it into the phone so I wouldn't wake Dimitra up. It was about 3:30 in the morning.
When the magic fairies come.
And it just came. And I have woken up with things like that quite a few times.
That's great.
And you just got to record them. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Otherwise you lose them. You got to get them down.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear some snippets. We're not going to play the whole song, because otherwise when your CD release, grand release happens, you can't give it all away. You know, please don't do that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. By the way, this is Linda Bott on North State Now with Danger Kitty. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Love this stuff. And you can also hear us streaming on KCNR1460.com. This show will be in the archives, so if you're running off and you want to hear it later, we're going to try to tell you more about, like, got to get your tickets now for the CD release that's happening at Axiom. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Donnie, let's get you on track, girl. You need to come here and co-host with me when we do this stuff, right? Because I'm just like marveling out there. Okay, this song. Go ahead, turn it back up, Diego, please. Is North State Now, and you're listening to a track off the last Danger Kitty. What's the name of the album?
It's self-titled.
Self-titled Danger Kitty, okay. That's what I'm looking at here. But I have that in my car. I say that all the time. So, yeah, listened all the way down to Sacramento and back, and then some out to Palisades several times. Just listening gets me in the mood. So Danger Kitty is here, and Demetri Freeze, and Mark Freeze, and Donnie Red. Is it just our?
Just like the color.
Yeah, just like the color. And you also have your, let's talk a little bit about your music company.
Soundwave Entertainment, just all about promoting the local musicians. That's what we do. We just finished an acoustic project up, and Mark and Demetri were involved in that, and that just led us right into this. So this is really exciting. I just want to say people better get their tickets because this will sell out.
Right.
So
right.
This is August 24th.
August 24th.
And it's going to be amazing.
We went last time, and I loved the kitty ears that the women, you know, you have diehard fans that are right there loving, you know, and it's so wonderful to see people just dancing and feeling what you're doing. And that was a great show. I want to say all around the evening was a fabulous experience for us, all the acts. And then I just love what you were wearing, Demetri, and how calm and collected you were. Because I know that's not easy when you're – okay, it's one thing to be in the studio, but it's another thing to be live with your release of the first time – even though you probably garaged it a million times, whatever you've done, but to be able to do it in front of a live audience and then execute it beautifully.
And singing and playing the bass.
Yes.
And doing that bass.
Yes. And acting like it didn't faze you, but you know inside we know that it was like probably the
butterflies.
Sweating. Yeah, butterflies. Butterflies are good, you know, but you had your nerves under control. So, Mark, going back into this is cute because they're filming this and he's putting yeah. Going back to the Sandbox new releases and going back into the David is going to pull up something. We're going to do a little snippet, and one of the songs that you've sent us two songs tonight. So I'm not really sure what he's going to do yet with his. When we talk about a snippet, it's because we're not going to give the whole song away. But there's two cuts that you brought tonight where we're going to listen to verse and a chorus. And maybe a little bit of just like give you a sampling of something. And when you call it Sandbox, Demetri was saying that it's a kind of a lots of different kinds of sounding songs.
It's an eclectic mix.
An eclectic mix. Thank you. That's the word I was searching for. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, let's see. What do we have queued up, David?
First, we got Brand New Day. Sneak peek.
Do we want to have a little bit of information about the song and then play it?
Sure. This is the song that I co-wrote lyrics with Leticia Silva with on, and she basically just sent me some lyrics,
poem or something.
Kind of in a poem form, and just said, "Hey, if you can do anything with it, here you go." And so I started working on it. I started changing a little bit, adding my own lyrics, and I formed it into a song, and it came out really good. And I told Demetra, "Hey, this one might be a contender for the album." I thought it came out really well, and so she sent me on the path. It's a kind of a love song. But she sent me on the lyrical path of that one, and I just embellished and finished it out. But yeah,
all right,
it's really cool.
Let's hear a little bit of that, David. Let's. Snippets from the new album Sandbox from Danger Kitty. And the title of that song again?
Brand New Day.
Yeah, A Brand New Day.
Brand New Day. I love that. We had a little bit. Okay, let's talk about the instrumentation, the guitar. What are you playing?
What type of guitar?
Yeah.
Telecaster in that one. Yeah, Fender Tele. That's my number one guitar usually.
Is that your go-to?
That's my go-to. And then the beautiful solo there was done by Tyler Mansfield.
Okay, because it was beautiful. Nylon?
Wonderful. No.
Not like it's nylon.
I know. He
was
on.
He also plays a Fender, doesn't he? Does he also play a Fender?
Fender Telecaster is what Tyler plays.
So let's talk about some of the band players, in the band on this cut. On this album, who do we have playing?
So you have me playing bass and singing.
Okay.
And then you have Mark on guitar, and then Tyler Mansfield on guitar. You have Kane McGee on drums and vocals. And then we have, per our usual, we have a handful of special guest artists. So we have the lovely and talented Miss Ashley Black, of course. A new recent discovery for me, the also lovely and talented Miss Nala Kathleen.
Okay.
And she's featured on one of our songs called Out Into the Blue.
What's she playing?
She sings.
Oh!
And she sings harmony. She sings jazz here locally with Tyler.
Okay, so that is who I've heard about her recently from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland was like oohing and aahing, and I said, okay, I got to meet this person.
It's very understandable.
Was she singing harmony on that right there with you?
No, only on Out Into the Blue
at
this point.
Okay.
But there may be some more stuff in
the
future.
Okay, excellent. So she's on this doing vocals, and then you have who else?
Bruce Turgan makes a couple of little guest appearances here and there. We also had a cellist who came in.
Bruce is playing, on that particular cut, Bruce is playing the B3 organ on that one.
I was, because you had, on your first album, when you do Not Heavy But Awkward, the album starts off, that's Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
The B3, right?
He plays a Hammond. Yeah,
okay,
he plays
okay.
a Hammond. But yeah, you know, you did a wonderful job on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have Alicia Townley on cello on this album, two different songs, not this particular song. But she came in and did a wonderful job. Cello, you know, really cool. Haunting, that's what I like to...
I like haunting.
Cello's
one of my favorite instruments anyway. Mm-hmm. I love that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to hear another snippet from Sandbox. And we're going to talk more about the CD release, tickets, pre-sale, and we're going to cover a lot of things. You can see their ad and enjoy this issue coming up, Wonders and Wonders, the dogs in front. But you're going to see them, Danger Kitty Returns. We're very excited about your new double CD, LP, 13-song cut. Sandbox is the title of the new CD. And we're going to be, let's go out with something that's from the first album, David. Our producer's been in there queuing stuff up, so.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time to...
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally yesterday that if elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And he promises more big changes.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes?
Also at townhall.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says since Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee, the Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times and elsewhere, saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
Firefighters have made progress yesterday against California's largest wildfire of the year ahead of expected thunderstorms. Devin Terrell, the public information officer for the Park Fire, says the fire is over 400,000 acres, the fourth largest wildfire in California's history.
There's still a few thousand structures that are threatened, and we do have just over 500 structures that have been destroyed. I can also report that there's been zero civilian injuries, zero firefighter injuries, or fatalities.
The fire's push northward has brought it toward the rugged lava rock landscape surrounding Lassen Volcanic National Park, which has been closed because of the threat. Containment of the fire is at 27% as of Saturday. News and analysis online at townhall.com.
This summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports on the deadly attack at a beach hotel in Somalia.
Police in Somalia say around 36 people died and more were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A witness named Omar Elmi spoke to the AP and recounted the attack. I couldn't tell, but I saw many people falling down on the beach as soon as the unexpected explosion occurred, followed by gunfire. Some people fainted, others were in shock. Some died and others were injured. A police spokesperson said that one soldier was killed and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, said that its fighters carried out the attack. I'm Rian Garcia.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden the plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sad news for a police department in Missouri.
A police dog has died when the air conditioner failed in the patrol vehicle he'd been left in. Vader was a 4-year-old canine officer for the Arnold Police Department in suburban St. Louis. Police say Vader's handler left the dog in the running air-conditioned vehicle while the officer tended to a few other duties. But when the handler returned to the vehicle, it was discovered the air conditioning system had malfunctioned. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. economy suffered an unexpected setback in July as hiring fell sharply and the unemployment rate rose for the fourth straight month, and a sign that higher interest rates may be taking a bigger toll on businesses and consumers. Friday's report from the Labor Department showed that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, far fewer than had expected. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show from 48th and 6M at Midtown Manhattan, but heard around the country, making an impact around the world. Jason Miller standing by, Trump campaign senior advisor. Ben Domenech also will be joining us this hour. Editor-at-large for the Spectator World, host of the Ben Domenech podcast. We're following some breaking news, one of which is the hit in Hezbollah in retaliation for the killing of 12 kids, all under 17, over the weekend in the Golan Heights. They took out an elite commander of Hezbollah whose fingerprints were all over the marine bombing in the 1980s. He's dead, but it didn't stop there. Hours later, about 5 hours before we started Fox and Friends, we got reports of Ismail Haniyeh, one of the leading forces of Hamas's evil organization, was struck dead in his bed after attending the inauguration of the Iranians' new president. The Ayatollah has pledged a retaliation, a reaction. But what will it be? The Middle East is on fire big time. But you got to say one thing. When things get quiet and you are a commander in the Iranian Quds force or you're a terrorist leader, you got to be saying if they could hit them, they could hit anyone. And it's going to be hard to sleep. Unlike terrorists, Israel aims for the commanders and the people in charge, not civilians. When civilians die, it's a mistake. When Hamas strikes and Hezbollah strikes, when civilians die, it's the intent. And for the most part, Russia has the same philosophy. Kill civilians. Maximize the pain. Jason Miller is out and about. He's got to divide his time between J.D. Vance as well as President Trump. Jason, welcome back.
Brian, good morning. Great to be with you.
So much has changed over the last couple of weeks since the RNC. How have you guys changed? How have you guys had to pivot away from Joe's too old to Kamala's too unknown or too radical?
Well, we have opportunities on both fronts here, Brian. And with Joe Biden, he was renting much of this radical left space, and a lot of the focus was simply on his incompetence and what he's done to destroy our economy and to destroy the border and to make the international space complete chaos. With Kamala Harris, not only does she own all of the failures of the Biden administration, but she has this radical left component as well. She's not just renting that real estate. She actually lives in the crazy left of center world. And when you go through everything that goes into crime, whether it's defund the police or bailing out the rioter in Minneapolis who then went on to murder somebody, is now serving life in prison for the rest of his life in Minnesota. When you take a look at the border and Kamala Harris being the border czar, that is squarely on Kamala Harris. Then you also look at the economy. I mean, Kamala Harris was the wing person for Joe Biden for every step of this way. And so when you're wondering, as you're going out and doing your back-to-school shopping, which, by the way, I just saw what the bill looked like for as my wife went out and did the back-to-school shopping for the kids for getting ready for school, and you see how much more everything is going to cost you this year, from school clothes to transportation costs, things of that nature, that is squarely on Kamala Harris. And so there'll be it's both the competence factor or lack of competence when it comes to Kamala Harris, but also the radical left ideology that would make her the single most radically dangerous liberal that's ever run for president before.
Well, not anymore. She's changing all her views. And yesterday she went after you guys. She has an interesting way of describing the former president and his new running mate. Cut 15.
So last week you may have seen he pulled out of the debate in September he had previously agreed to. Here's the funny thing about that. So he won't debate, but he and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird? Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage, because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
so, first off, on the weird part, isn't that an interesting way in an attack plan?
It cracks me up a little bit. And here, Brian, I thought the Democrats' plans were to attack President Trump on democracy the entire election. But Kamala's going through and throwing out all of Joe Biden's attacks because simply they haven't worked. And President Trump is actually beating the Democrat ticket on the issue of democracy. And so that's why they're switching up. Here's one thing to keep in mind. I know exactly the kind of way you're saying it, the framing, but the reason why Kamala Harris is trying to go to this weird attack on being weird, which, by the way, if they want to make that the focus of the game, we're all ready to do it. Trust me, they're not going to out attack us on this issue. But Brian, they don't have anything good to talk about when it comes to the economy and inflation or the border or the global chaos, and especially as we see what's happening with Iran funding all these terrorist groups. And then obviously that leads to Israel trying to take out or successfully taking out the terrorist leaders But when Kamala Harris's best attack is to try to say that her opponents are weird, it just goes to show you, it's like setting off a signal flare that they cannot talk about the most important issues that Americans want to go into. So, number one, we're going to point out just how weird Kamala Harris is. I mean, so, you know, everything from the crazy trans indoctrination to our children to things of that nature. So she's going to get the full force of that. But we're also not going to lose sight of people are pissed off about the economy, they're pissed off because they're with crime and a lack of a border and the chaos around the world. Kamala Harris is not getting off the hook on that. We are coming at them full square, straight on.
What about the debates? What's the strategy there? What bothers you about the September date? Are you holding out for another network? Are you upset that are you now thinking twice about ABC?
Great question. So debates are definitely going to happen with the Democrat nominee. Absolutely, no question. But with the chaos that we see going on with the Democrats, it's not yet a 100% done deal that Kamala is going to be their nominee. I do think there's going to be a massive case of buyer's remorse. I would not be surprised if Democrats try to swap out Kamala Harris. Keep in mind, Brian, let's take a time machine back four weeks ago. And all of the libs, whether it be the New York Times and the Washington Post ed boards, whether it be the leader of the Democrat Party, George Clooney, or any of the other party elders, they were all saying that Joe Biden needed to go, but they were not saying, let's rally around Kamala Harris. She's really kind of the worst possible candidate they could pick. So once there actually is a Democrat nominee, once it's formalized, then they're going to most likely move to do that virtually next week. And once we know that they're not going to try to do another bait and switch or say, now, guys, and now it's the end of the third quarter, we need to quit and try to sub in a different team to play the fourth quarter, then, of course, we're going to lock those in. The other thing, too, but, Brian, we want some diversification of voice here. I mean, there are definitely some issues when it comes to ABC, our concerns about their ability to be fair. But I do think that there are additional networks that will add some diversification of voice, will make it a more fair venue. Mm-hmm. But Brian, you saw what President Trump did to Joe Biden on that debate stage. And imagine when you throw in then the absolute crazy, radically liberal positions of Kamala Harris. If I was Kamala Harris, I would not want to get on that debate stage with President Trump. But guess what? It's going to happen. It just might not happen with ABC.
I want you to hear what she said. This came out the New York Times. Starting an anonymous campaign official. She now supports fracking. She wants an increased funding on the border. Does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government. No longer supports a single payer health care insurance program. And they're trying to pull down that GovTrack scorecard that ranked her as the most liberal senator in 2019 that Nora O'Donnell got out of her. So what are you going to do with a candidate that backs off her positions last taken in 2020? How do you handle that?
Well, a big part of it, and this is a very strong thank you to everyone who's a listener of yours who's gone to DonaldJTrump.com and helped to contribute, because those ads just started yesterday nationally and in all the battleground states. So a big part of that's going to be with the paid advertising to go and remind people of just how liberal Kamala Harris is. Another example of that, Brian, is when you're talking about journalists who are aiding and abetting this gaslighting of Kamala Harris's record is Axios. And this one just made me laugh because it's so farcical. But literally one of the reporters, Steph Kite, wrote up the fact that the Trump campaign was falsely calling Kamala Harris the border czar. And literally this reporter was community noted on Twitter with her own posting from years ago calling Kamala Harris the border czar. And so we're not just running against Kamala Harris here. We're running against the mainstream media, the exact same people who said that Joe Biden was cognitively okay and covered it up for years, the exact same people who said that the Hunter laptop was fake, the exact same people who said that there was this Russia hoax back in 2016. And so the paid advertising will be real. And, Brian, as you follow or anyone's following the Trump War Room Twitter account or the RNC Research Twitter account, they hit hard and they hit quick. So we're going to call out both the Kamala Harris campaign and call out the media. We're doing the big, massive howitzers in the form of paid television ads, but also in social media. And guess what? When you talk about what President Trump and J.D. Vance are both hitting on the campaign trail, it is calling out the real record of Kamala Harris, and we're going to do it every day and twice on Sunday.
All right. I want you to hear what Karl Rove recommended for you guys. Because of the stunning news about Joe Biden out and the relief among the Democrats that you have a younger person in, the DNC is straight ahead, and they got to have the momentum behind a new vice presidential pick, which, as you know, gets people out of attention. This is what Karl Rove said.
Trump, he has difficulties, too. He's got to frame Harris. He's got to find the right message to go after her, because as Lucas said, we've got 101 days as of today, and he's got to get back in control of the dialogue. He is clearly in a subordinate role here. He feels uncomfortable with it, I suspect, and he likes being in the guy who's setting the tempo of the campaign, and that's not happening.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things making it impossible when you have an historic change of nominees, but does he have a point, and is there a way to get in charge of the narrative again?
So I would disagree with his framing. I would very much encourage Carl to tune in and watch President Trump's rallies, and also to tune in and pay attention to what President Trump is saying on social media, whether that's on Truth Social or on different platforms that the campaign is communicating from. Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal, and she's going to make your financial situation worse, and she's going to make the chaos at the border and the crime on our streets even worse, and she's going to continue to worsen America's standing in the world, full stop. Kamala Harris is dangerously liberal. So it's a very clear message that's coming from the president, from J.D. Vance, and from us, and I will drop a note or a text message to Carl after this interview to make sure, because I had not heard that clip exactly, to make sure that he knows exactly what we're doing.
A couple of things, too. You have J.D. Vance on the campaign trail for the first time over the last 2 weeks, and people looking back at his podcast he did to promote his movie, to promote his book, and even before he became a candidate. And they're finding a lot of stuff that is creating a little bit of turbulence with your team. How are you handling it?
Well, I think J.D. Vance is doing a fantastic job on the campaign trail, and I think that there's an important distinction between coming out of the gates and there being any issues with anything that J.D. Vance is saying on the campaign trail, or someone going through and trying to nitpick from attacks that could be as old as 10 years. The fact of the matter is J.D. Vance is very much driving President Trump's message. As we talk about things such as family or families that are now childless and things of that nature, where the focus that we're talking about is, well, yeah, let's talk about the families of Lake and Riley or Rachel Morin or Jocelyn Mengri. When you want to talk about people who are now childless, that's where the focus very much should be, because solely because of the border policies from Kamala Harris and the rest of the people in the Biden administration, there are all these murders that have been led into our country and have not been stopped. And maybe still, Brian, I'm old enough to remember where a month ago we were talking about 55 missing ISIS agents running around the United States. We haven't caught them yet. They're still running around unchecked. And so there were only 19 terrorists who participated domestically in the U.S. with the 9/11 attacks. When you have 55 ISIS terrorists running around the country, that scares the you-know-what out of me, and that's because of Kamala Harris's incompetence.
So President Trump today is with the National Association of Black Journalists. Why was it important for him to go there?
Because President Trump is committed to be a president for all Americans, and it doesn't change anything that Kamala Harris is now likely to be the Democrat nominee. It's still not finalized, but it's likely. But we'll see what they do, or if they get smart and swap in someone else. But President Trump really believes that he can perform at a historically well level with black voters in the country. And if you're going to use the rhetoric and the talk that you're running to be the president for all Americans, you got to show up. I mean, big part of the game in politics is showing up. It's why we showed up to the Libertarian Convention. It's why we show up to non-political events such as Sneaker Con or to UFC fights. We're going to go where the voters are. We're going to go with where journalists are who may or may not be with President Trump and his mission. Because if we're going to fix the economy, we're going to make our streets safe. You have to do it for all voters. You can't live in some bubble and say we're only going to talk to people from our own party or people who would identify as, say, Republicans. We're going to go everywhere, Brian. We're fearless.
So Jason Miller is our guest, Trump campaign senior advisor, and has been for a while. Jason, Project 2025 has been a talking point for Democrats, and they fired the person who really pioneered and wrote the 900-page document. Is that a good thing for the Trump team? Did you guys call for that?
Well, we've been calling for them to shut the whole thing down and effectively, I guess, probably not super politely the way that I'm phrasing it, but to shut up. I mean, the only agenda for President Trump is what he's put out on Agenda 47. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com and read President Trump's platform. But he has a very simple, straightforward platform on how to make America great again, focused on growing the economy and securing our border. The drill, baby, drill and secure our border, the things being he's going to do on day one. And whether it's Project 2025 or any of these other outside groups, or maybe they were former advisors, maybe they were in the administration, but, you know, I think this is kind of part of a problem of kind of these, you know, the technocrat nerds in Washington, D.C., these think tank nerds. They want to go and put all these white papers together. Well, guess what? Unless it's coming from President Trump or it's coming from his campaign on his behalf, then it's not a position being advocated by President Trump, just full stop. And I think there are people who they probably had good intentions about what they were trying to do, but they were completely undercutting President Trump's message. And so now, politically speaking, they're sleeping with the fishes because they got stupid on this.
Jason Miller, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Jason Miller with Trump. Back in a moment.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An act of kindness from a police officer in Memphis, Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. Officer Michael Pointer was on patrol around a local community center when he met 10-year-old Kamari Brooks, who was hanging out waiting for his football practice. Kamari's been playing for 3 years and is so dedicated he arrives at least an hour early before all of the other players. The next time the two met, Kamari had his uniform on and was there a few hours early. The two started talking, and Kamari admitted that he didn't have proper football cleats to play in. All of his other friends did, and he felt a little left out. Officer Pointer knew what he had to do next, so he bought his new friend a pair of brand new cleats and socks and delivered them to his house. Kamari's mom was so touched by the gesture and admitted that being a single parent, things weren't so easy. So to see Officer Pointer going out of his way to help her son was incredibly heartwarming. Well done, Officer Pointer. Thank you for your service and your kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Anyone who hopes to become a doctor has new incentive to choose Johns Hopkins University, where most medical students will no longer have to pay their own tuition, thanks to a billion-dollar gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies, whose founder, Michael Bloomberg, attended the school in the mid-60s. The gift begins paying tuition for medical students starting this fall, as long as their families are earning less than $300,000 a year. Living expenses will be covered, too, for students whose families earn less than $175,000 a year. In a statement, Michael Bloomberg says by reducing the financial barriers to these essential fields, we can free more students to pursue careers they're passionate about and enable them to serve more of the families and communities who need them the most. University President Ronald J. Daniels says the gift fuels excellence, innovation, and discoveries that redound to the benefit of society. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump is trying to avoid being sentenced to prison. There's two choices in this election. The one who will fix our broken immigration system and the one who's trying to stop her.
So is there any more of a dead end than going after Donald Trump on the border? Is there anything Kamala Harris could waste any more money in besides just literally burning it in a pile than to spend money to try to get the immigration issue from President Trump? It is absolutely impossible. It will never happen in a million years. But go ahead. You can try. I watched her speech yesterday, and she came out and was saying Donald Trump is all talk when it comes to the border. Really? He built miles upon miles of the wall. You left it rotting in the desert. You were asked to do the border. You said, I'll go to the root causes, not address it. And then you only went to the border once when you were harassed to doing it, and they sanitized the entire thing. And now you want to tell everyone you're tough on the border? Please, try something else. I beg of you not to waste all your donor money. Ben Domenech is next. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free color flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret Service. Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold them accountable.
I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity and not rush to judgment and put people unfairly persecuted.
So that was Senator Josh Hawley going at it with the acting director of the Secret Service, who gave more forthright answers and at least seemed like a human being, unlike the other director who was fired. But he was there, Ronald Rowe. He was as the associate director, and he was part of the problem. And he said he went on top of that building and could not believe, by the way, there were five buildings. He could not believe within 500 yards, and he could not believe that that was the perimeter was inside those buildings. Look, that's what they do for a living. I can't believe it. And I've never been asked to secure a building. Ben Domenech with us now, Fox News contributor, editor at large for the Spectator World. Ben, was it an improvement, those hearings yesterday, or do you still have many, many questions?
I have many, many questions, Brian. I mean, I just, you know, yes, it can be an improvement just in the sense that the other director was just completely incompetent. But I think that in this situation, you know, we need to – there's so many more questions that need to be answered before we can, you know, move on from this. And I think that the, you know, the reality is that the American people have no faith in the, you know, in the current protection of our leading political figures, and that's a huge problem. I mean, it's a gigantic problem, and we need to be able to have confidence in that, regardless of who they're protecting, regardless of when it's happening. And look, we live in an era, Brian, as you know, when we have seen an increased number of major threats against extremely prominent individuals. You know, people, for some reason, they seem to memory hole the fact that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was targeted in a direct assassination attempt by somebody who came across the country, you know, with the intent of killing, you know, not just him, but perhaps several members of the Supreme Court. And that's something that just happened. I mean, it's not something that's ancient history. And yet I think that, you know, when we look at this situation regarding the Secret Service, the idea that, you know, it's some kind of rush to judgment, it seems to me that this is a situation where there should be many people who are sidelined and taken out of this role. And the other thing is that, you know, as you know, the Secret Service is not a place that is known for being a particularly happy workplace. Quite the opposite. It's one that struggles to hang on to good people. It struggles to hang on to people who are qualified. And I think in this circumstance, you know, you have to be very, very concerned about the level of quality protection that we have in this country at a time when the heat politically and the heat when it comes to threats, not just here, but overseas as well, is extremely high.
I know. Now they're flooding both sides, or including RFK, with Secret Service. And, you know, they got a lot to do. The Trumps have fanned out all over the place. They all need security, but they got about 8,000. They want 9,000. So they say they have trouble holding on to people. They said because you're subjected to other people's schedule. They say by nature, you might be away from your family months at a time. And it takes a different type of person to be able to do that. They like doing it, but there's a sacrifice on the other end. So that's something to keep in mind, too. They're human beings, but there should be a standardized practice to doing these things. And we have been doing, they have been doing something right, because we have not had an assassination attempt on a president since the 80s. We'll see if anything, in fact, changes. I want to talk about the assassination in Tehran of Hunayya, who is one of the higher-up commanders, even though he's living in a Four Seasons in Qatar, in Hamas, doing the negotiation, taken out in his bed. What's the message there, and what was the risk with that Israeli operation?
Look, I think the risk is obviously that there's, you know, whenever you go down this road, there's blowback, there's responses, there's ramifications that can't always be clearly predicted. But I think that Israel wanted to send a clear message, and I think that they have. And, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people, I think, don't understand that, you know, the Israelis have had to really navigate the last several years without the kind of backup and support on the world stage that they normally get from the United States of America. The Joe Biden administration, you know, has a long history. Joe Biden himself personally with Bibi Netanyahu, and it's not a very good history. It's one that's tense and that has, you know, frequently resulted in the Democrats and the Biden's, you know, sort of approach to foreign policy being something that was navigated more based on domestic political concerns as opposed to the interests of our allies overseas. Look, I think that whenever you have a bad guy who's fomenting terror around the world, who doesn't wake up in the morning, that's a good thing for the world. And I think that that's something that, you know, we can applaud in this moment, but understand that there are ramifications for these things, and we need to be prepared for them.
Right. I want you to hear what Kamala Harris said that got Netanyahu and the Israeli administration upset. Let's listen.
The images of dead children and desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety, sometimes displaced for the second third or fourth time. We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
So evidently, they came out with a report that said the Netanyahu group was extremely upset with her stance. They were very upset with the left wing stance that she took after meeting up for about 20 minutes behind closed doors. She really didn't even want to shake his hand. And they're concerned, should she become president? But you can't say she's an outlier. I mean, look at Chuck Schumer. Look at Nancy Pelosi, the worst address ever in front of Congress, when I thought it was the best address I ever heard in front of Congress.
Look, I, Brian, get really passionate about this and got passionate this weekend, in fact, you know, arguing with some people, on the network. And it's one of these things that I think is just very clear cut. You know, you can't go out there and have this type of attitude toward a situation where, you know, Israel is acting in its own interest, as we would in their situation, in order to prevent something like October 7th from ever happening again. And that's something that they are completely justified in doing. This is not some kind of gray area. This is not something where there needs to be some type of conversation about moral equivalency or anything like that. And Kamala Harris is, look, the danger with Kamala Harris, one part of this is that she's a far left progressive, but the other part of it is that she's a deeply unserious person. She is not someone who has ever had to deal with the challenges of foreign policy, the challenges of national security, on the level that you would like to see from a presidential candidate. And the fact that she is coming as close as she is to the presidency should be of great concern for every American who cares about the safety of Americans overseas and our interests in places like the Middle East.
Well, in the past, it doesn't take long to remember that John Kerry flip-flopped. I was for the war before I was against it. And famously, George H.W. Bush said, "No, read my lips, no new taxes." And those flip-flops, he ultimately paid the price. They both lost. Now Kamala Harris is looking to do them to the 10th power. She now is reversing herself on fracking, reversing herself on increasing funding for the border, reversing herself and taking your guns away and with a mandatory buyback program, reversing herself when it comes to private insurance. Didn't even say it herself, but put it out to the New York Times that the campaign is going to do this. You may remember these things called primaries. At that time, you usually flush out these things and end up with one person who represents your party. They ended up with the wrong person who's not electable, so they said, let's just reverse everything she said. Will this work, Ben Domenech?
I actually am very concerned that it is going to work, Brian, because
really?
I think that they have so many water carriers. They have so many water carriers in the media, so many water carriers in Hollywood. They are going to try to produce the heck out of this, and make her into a memeable, a nice person who seems normal and seems, well-adjusted and all these other things. They're going to completely try to pull the wool over Americans' eyes. And the thing is, I do have confidence in the voters. I think if they actually get to know more about the real Kamala Harris, I think they'll make the right decision. But there are going to be so many people completely invested in making sure that doesn't happen that they're going to try their absolute best to prevent that from being knowledge that anybody has prior to Election Day.
All right, get this. She actually wants to portray herself tougher than Trump on the border.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Here's 9 seconds of her ad. Cut nine.
Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents.
Number 10.
Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump is trying to avoid being sentenced to prison. There's two choices in this election.
So she actually is portraying herself tough on the border. And normally that would be a third rail for Democratic voters because that could be anti-Hispanic. They would never say that. Now she realizes the whole country has moved away from their policies. So she's changing her own policy, what she said in 2020, how she acted prior to becoming senator.
She is counting on the fact that the progressive left within her own party, which is, however you count it, maybe it's 1 out of 4, maybe it's 1 out of 3, it's a chunk of the party, and she is counting on them to be there for her because they hate Donald Trump and because they hate everything that he stands for, regardless of the fact that they know that she's lying when she says all this. She's lying to the American people so that they will think of her as being a tough on crime, tough on the border person when in reality she was never that. She never was that, and it's complete hypocrisy. By the way, that deal that she's talking about, you know, as I told you before, you know, at the time, that was a complete trap. It was designed to, you know, set up a whole situation where they would have been able to
bipartisan deal with Lankford leading the right.
Yes, it just would not have been the kind of thing that we need to do as a country. But here's my own opinion about her. She is a cipher. She is a chameleon. She is somebody who is going to adapt to everything that she is that is demanded of her in the moment, and is not going to be held in any way to account for all the different positions that she's had over the course of her career. And the media and Hollywood and every Democratic donor is going to be out there completely behind her because they understand her as a vehicle for everything that they want to achieve.
Ben Domenech, who would be the most formidable foe for Republicans to debate against, to run against, for a running partner for Kamala Harris? Would it be Kelly? Would it be Shapiro?
I think on paper, Mark Kelly has a phenomenal resume. On paper, I think that he's great. I think that if they want to really try to win in the blue wall situation, you go Shapiro, because I think that he's worth a couple of points in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, as you know, is a key state. But if she's going to go the sort of southwestern, you know, Sun Belt route, and try to put Georgia back on the map for the Democrats, try to compete in North Carolina and the like, I think that picking somebody like Kelly, who's a veteran, who obviously can bring up the gun issue, whose, you know, wife survived an assassination attempt, he's an actual astronaut. You know, it's hard to go against that in terms of a resume, and I think that he would be a smart choice as well.
I know. You know it better. You know Arizona well. You know Arizona politics well. But I just feel like he's such a disappointment. I thought he was going to be a Manchin-type character, standing up for building up the border.
I completely agree. He's been a very bad senator, if you actually look at his record. And he's depicted as being centrist or moderate when he's nothing of the kind. I mean, as opposed to somebody like Sinema, who really has been, you know, a centrist in the number of respects. And he is just as radical when it comes to things like getting rid of the filibuster, when it comes to things like court packing and the like. But he has this facade of being, you know, sort of a moderate
because of the resume.
Type, just because of his mood and just because of his background. And that's something that I think Republicans will have to press against if he's the choice.
Listen to John King on CNN say the problem with Shapiro.
Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro is being discussed as one of Harris's potential running mates. He also endorsed her tonight. In your view, what are the pros and cons for putting him on the ticket?
Well, he's certainly under consideration. I know that from key Harris allies. He's a first-term governor. He's Jewish. There could be some risks in putting him on the ticket. But certainly some of our voters here in Pennsylvania said, hey, we like Governor Shapiro. I'll give him a look.
Some risks of putting a Jewish guy on the ticket?
I mean, this is ridiculous, but it's also something that I think acknowledges a truth about the Democratic coalition right now, Brian. It's terrible. And the fact is that putting a Jewish candidate on that ticket could end up, you know, being something that ends up highlighting the gap between, you know, where, you know, most Americans are on the question of Israel and defending them and their right to exist, and where the far left progressives are on this issue in a way that, you know, frankly speaks to the Rashida Tlaibs of the world, and is an absolute joke, by the way, and has no place within our politics.
Lastly, you know, I am not a conspiracy guy. I'm the last one to hop in a conspiracy train, but the biggest decision we'll go down and look back in this election is who put Joe Biden in to debate in June, because it exposed him, allows him to be swapped out. Maybe our first clue is today, Anita Dunn. Anita Dunn is the first of Joe Biden's advisors to leave the administration, and she's joining Harris. Guess who was in charge of debate prep? Guess whose husband played Donald Trump?
That would be Anita Dunn. Look, she's been around for a while. I've clashed with her a couple times over the years.
She hates us.
You know, and yes, she does. Yes, she does, Brian. But look, you know, I think if she was the one who made this happen, you know, from the perspective of her party, she did a good service in the sense that they feel like, you know, getting Joe out, getting him out there, you know, as early as he did with that debate, was the only path toward getting the nominee that they actually wanted.
So you're pro inside job. Destroy me. This is a key
advice. I'm sorry, man.
Wow. I don't want to go to the Christmas party at Spectator World.
I'm telling you, man, it's conspiracies all the way down at this point in Washington, and it's been a crazy time in politics this past month.
Absolutely. Ben Domenech, thanks so much. I'll talk to you again soon. We'll be back wrapped up this hour on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. Navage.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A first grader's compassion for a fellow classmate in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. Abel Baxley goes to Bulls Gap Elementary School and has a friend named Natalia Petoza, who lives with Angelman syndrome, a disease that affects her ability to walk. Natalia uses a wheelchair, and to make sure she has a smooth ride during their recess, Abel started sweeping the gravel off the sidewalk so his friend could get to the playground. Natalia's mom, April Catherman, says it fills her heart with joy hearing how empathetic Abel is towards her daughter. She says it makes her happy and heartfelt to know that he does whatever he can in his heart. He's out there sweeping the rocks for her to make sure she gets to and from the playground safely. She added that Abel's thoughtful actions bring joy to Natalia's days at school. Abel and Natalia, you're both amazing. Keep spreading kindness like sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar Jones, and Anthony Ramos of Twisters, a standalone sequel to the 1996 tornado thriller Twister.
In the original, their joy and their reverence and their like fun of this passion of chasing is so infectious, and I think we capture that, especially with the Wranglers.
Powell worked with late actor Bill Paxton, who starred in the original film, and shares the project is a full circle moment for him.
He was obsessed with the weather, and everything that he learned on Twister really stayed with him. You never really know where this career kind of takes you, but the fact that I get to sort of occupy the same world that Bill occupied and we all did, it's really special. And he was a really special guy.
Ramos appreciates having real-life meteorologists on set to help them film their scenes.
We got to ask them a lot of questions, like, in the moment. But what would you do here? I kind of want to make this change really quickly, but does this make sense? It was really helpful to just have them there. They were always just so locked in with us.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Having 24-karat gold apartment and your name in gold and
there's something wrong with that.
And burning your ex-wife, burying your ex-wife on your golf course.
It's very weird.
It's weird.
It's a very weird
so that's
thing.
Why that is effective, is there's so much weird on the other side that pretty much sums it up.
Well, yeah. That doesn't mean that the left has to use it. I don't agree with that. I don't think you should use the word weird. Call him what he is, a convicted felon.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, that is Joy Behar. She's such a delight. But she doesn't understand weird either. I did this last night on Gutfeld. Thanks to that whole staff for doing such a great job. We did a whole thing on it. It makes no sense. For one thing, I don't think weird is bad. If, you know, I think Portland and Austin have weird in their city motto. Keep Portland weird. Keep Austin weird. You know how many people are looked at as weird and different? You should take that with a degree of pride. Also, aren't we supposed to be a society that tolerates people? You know, Einstein looks a little weird to me. You know, it seems like Elon Musk is just a little weird. Thomas Edison seems to be obsessed with this whole quest he has to a light bulb. Henry Ford's got this idea of automation and mass manufacturing. That seems kind of weird. It seems kind of weird that he flew down to Brazil just to get cut a deal with all the rubber that helped build the tires that revolutionized the Western world, and then eventually the entire planet. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird not to have any days off. It's kind of weird to want to surf all day. What is normal? So what is? So in other words, let's elect someone normal as who would define it? I just think the weird is almost a compliment, but it's also a realization. It's saying that either side is going to be the end of democracy is wrong. Nobody was buying. So at least that would bring down the temperature again. But this weird thing is going to go right away. I think by next week. Brian Kilmeade Show.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally yesterday when he's elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And the former president has agreed to debate Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. So far, however, she has not said if she will take part. Also at townhall.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says that Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed his tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
He says the Biden-friendly mainstream press has done a 180 in its coverage of Harris.
Instead, now, of course, those same publications are just going to be lauding her to the nth degree and pretending as if she is the best politician out there, and they're already doing it.
The tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say storm now has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida. They predict it will become a hurricane before coming ashore. Authorities have released the name of a Florida sheriff deputy killed in what officials called an ambush shooting that wounded two other deputies after they responded to a disturbance call. The Lake County Sheriff says 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link died Friday night. Two suspects were killed. A third was wounded when police stormed the home in an attempt to retrieve Link after officers were met with a hail of gunfire. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks.
Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The monthly jobs report showed hiring cooled in July. Correspondent Shedley Adler has more.
Just 114,000 jobs were added last month.
That's a soft number.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
So the scene could be set for interest rate cuts beginning next month.
I think it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in September and then another quarter of a percentage point later this year.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, which is the highest since October of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
ExxonMobil's second quarter profit rose and was its second highest for its period in the past decade, as it achieved record quarterly production from its Permian and Guyana assets. The company earned $9.24 billion. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Experts say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but something that's needed when temperatures soar. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who don't have access to air conditioning who pay the ultimate price in extremely hot weather.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house, and they have one window air conditioner for their bedroom, that's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis, executive director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University, says in Arizona's Maricopa County, nearly 25% of heat-related deaths are due to insufficient cooling in mobile homes, trailers, and RVs.
That's because they're exposed to the elements more so than other types of housing.
In Maricopa County last year, there were 156 indoor heat-related deaths. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shastcom911.com.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. The Brian Kilmeade Show in full swing and full stride. We got a busy hour coming your way. Mark Thiessen standing by, and the great Jonathan Turley to talk about what this whole Khalid Sheikh Mohammed getting life in prison, not getting a trial, part of a plea deal, why that works to our advantage. I'm a little concerned. I just think he's going to end up in an American prison. I don't think spending $12 million a year on each prisoner is really working out for the American taxpayer. And the fact that they were laughing in prison all day makes me think they're not really learning the lesson that prison should be rehab from your extreme views, if you know what I'm saying. So before we get to them, and we are watching this breaking story, the U.S.-Russian prisoner swap that involves other countries, the Daily Mail saying 30 to 40, has Evan Gershkovich, as well as Paul Whelan, among the prisoners that could be in U.S. custody by now. Let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If the Iranians believe that they're on the target list when Hezbollah attacks Israel and when Hamas attacks Israel, they will reduce the attacks. Right now, they don't believe that we will do anything against their interest in Iran.
Right, because we showed so somewhat weakness and equivocation. That's a Lindsey Graham. Retaliation promised by Ayatollah Khomeini on Israel as they take out the Hamas commander in Tehran. While they also announced that they killed the Israelis, the number two Hamas leader of their military wing in Gaza. And Joe Biden in the U.S. essentially sits this one out.
Number two.
This administration has a real problem throughout the entire thing, from the Defense Department through to the Secret Service, with one word. That's accountability.
Assassination.
Or the lack thereof.
Yup. Assassination investigation moves forward thanks to Fox News Digital, not the FBI. We get new video of the shooter walking across the roof in full view while Trump was talking. That before the shooting even started, poking more holes in the Secret Service, who said we couldn't see him because he was laying on his belly. He was walking.
Number one.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black.
Head-to-head, back to brawling for Donald Trump in a throwdown at a black journalist convention. Not sure they emerged looking good, anybody. Harris was also a no-show in Chicago, where she could have taken some real questions, but she decided to say no to the invitation. Now she is free to flip-flop on more of her left-wing stances. I'm not kidding. We don't know if she was lying then or evolving now, because she will not sit down for an interview. And let's bring in Mark Thiessen on that. Mark, just first, on Donald Trump's first off, on this prisoner swap that could be in play right now, that could involve Slovenia, could involve Britain and Belarus, and maybe even more, and Germany, and maybe even more countries. Your thoughts?
Well, we don't know a lot about it. Obviously, if Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan and some other Americans are coming home, that's obviously good news, and they were unjustly held and didn't do anything to cause their imprisonment. So we want them home. But you know, we have to see the full elements of the deal, and I'm bracing myself for what Biden gave away. Because, you know, Donald Trump brought back more Americans in 4 years held in foreign captivity than Barack Obama did in all 8 years, and he did it without sending pallets of cash to terrorist regimes or releasing Taliban, you know, commanders from Guantanamo and the other things that Obama did. And Biden, you know, has also given ransoms for hostages. So if this is a straight prisoner swap, there's a long history of that. What I'd watch for is, are there other elements to this deal? Are there other concessions that he made in order to get these Americans back? But obviously wonderful for our, you know, our Fox and Wall Street Journal family, for him to be home. And we always celebrate when an American is home.
All right, let's talk about what the Israelis did. They took out Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran while he slept. day after the inauguration of the new president. Now they promise Iran direct attack back, retaliation to Israel itself. And then we find out about Deif, who is Mohammed Deif, who is the number two in the military wing in Gaza. He was killed in his wheelchair. Your thoughts about what the Israelis have shown they can do?
So here's the thing to think about, right? So within 72 hours of Hezbollah massacring 12 Israeli children on a soccer field, they took out the Hezbollah leader, senior commander, who was responsible for that, and who, by the way, was also responsible for the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing that killed lots of Americans back then. Within a day of that, the Israelis take out the number one leader of Hamas, and they didn't just take him out. They did it in Tehran after he had just met with the Ayatollah Khamenei, his terrorist patron, during the inauguration of the Iranian president, which was possibly the world's largest gathering of terrorists. Yep. And the message of that was, any of you touch a freaking Israeli, you have nowhere to hide. We'll reach into the center of Tehran to take out terrorists who harm our people. Now contrast that with Joe Biden. We are now a few weeks away from the third anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing. And I remember Joe Biden stood after that bombing and said to the terrorists, you cannot run, you cannot hide, we will find you, we will make you pay. And all he did was kill an aid worker carrying water bottles. And we're 3 years later, he told us, we've got an over-the-horizon capability in Afghanistan. We don't need boots on the ground in order to protect ourselves from terrorists. 3 years later, where are the over-the-horizon strikes? Where is the justice for the families of the 13 Americans killed at Abbey Gate? We're now a few weeks away from the third anniversary. Nothing has happened. What the hell?
Also, Mark, it turns out a lot of these weapons, according to some people I know, are turning up in Gaza that we left behind in Afghanistan, and it was billions.
Would not surprise me at all.
Yeah, would not. So, Mark, we see what happens. And the Hezbollah commander was killed. They promised retaliation. And we have sat on the sidelines. And basically, Admiral Kirby yesterday says this isn't helpful to move on ceasefire negotiations. What planet are they on? Well, I mean, are they even reading the paper on this, let alone getting briefed on what's next?
So I think it's very interesting that this all went down a few days after Netanyahu came back from meeting with Biden and Harris. I think that he took a measure of the current and potentially future president and said, I'm gonna take bold action now to defend Israel because I can't listen to these people. Look, this is the Netanyahu has done more to deter attacks on his country by the actions he's taken in the last few days than the Biden administration has in almost 4 years. This is a guy. The fact that they would say, oh, we shouldn't do this because this might endanger a ceasefire. These people are pushing Israel to accept a ceasefire that would leave Hamas in power in Gaza.
Crazy.
Are they kidding me? And why would Netanyahu take advice from the architect of the worst foreign policy debacle in American history in Afghanistan, where he not only didn't avenge the killing of those Americans, his withdrawal released the suicide bomber from the prison at Bagram. He actually freed the guy who ended up killing 13 Americans. So, you know, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't be taking advice on fighting terrorists from Joe Biden.
I wouldn't. Here's Marco Rubio, Cut 38.
In the case of Hamas and the ceasefire, it is not going to impede talks on ceasefire because Hamas, the only ceasefire they want is a permanent one that allows them to regroup and rearm so they can go back and do again what they did on the 7th of October of last year. And as far as the guy that was killed, their civilian, their leader that came over for the inauguration of the new president in Iran, this guy's the head. This is a guy who personally celebrated what happened on the 7th of October, which, let me remind everybody, was the rape and kidnapping and murder of innocent civilians, and vowed to do it again.
So he gets it. Marco Rubio gets it. He's like, why are you never talking about killing the person behind it? Sinwar. He's sitting there amongst our hostages, eight of which are ours. That's him. They roughly know where he is, just like they knew where Mohammed Diaf was, but they wanted to wait for him to get away from people so they can try to get him out in the open, and they finally did. I think the same thing with Sinwar. You got to blow up the tunnels. You got to figure out a security plan because we are not helping in this. We just seem to be reacting, trying to get it over because we care about, this administration cares about November more than they do now it's August. But, Mark, if I can, let's pivot to the 2024 election. If you thought that Kamala Harris was against fracking, you're wrong. She's now for it. If you thought she was against adding cops, you're wrong. She is for it. If you thought that she was once a mandatory buyback program on rifles, you're wrong. She is now for it. If you thought she was for the new Green Deal, you're wrong. She's not for it. So it's about 10. The list is 10 to 12. She's reversing everything in real time. Can that work?
It won't work, and I'll tell you, as George Bush said, she was for it before she was against it. I mean, that's going to be the line. Look, the problem she has is that Republicans are not pulling out, like, you know, papers that her campaign put out or talking points or platforms or anything like that. These things are all in her own words. This is audio and video of her saying, I would want to get rid of the filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. I want to pass Medicare for all, and my plan is even more extensive than that of Bernie. I want to ban fracking. I want to ban red meat. I want to abolish ICE. I want to give health care to illegal migrants. You go through the list, it's all in her own words. So she's suddenly, like, disavowing everything that she stood for her entire political career. It doesn't work. Either she's a radical or she's a liar. Either she's a radical or she's a weather vane. Either one of those are disqualifying as president.
Right. At some point, she's got to sit down, you would think, on some answer, and she's going to say, well, I evolved. And then she says, I want to compare records. I want to compare Trump's record to my record. Okay. You don't have to say anything else. That's fine with – it's the thing that was beating Joe Biden was Trump's record.
Yep. Her only record, her record in the Senate was out of 100 out of 100 senators to the furthest to the left, the least bipartisan pieces of legislation co-sponsored of any senator. So that's her Senate record before she joined the Biden administration. Her Biden administration record is she was a border czar. And I know she pretends that she wasn't, but she was. And the fact that she doesn't want to be known as the border czar is an admission that the border policy is an absolute disaster, because if the border policy is a success, she'd be saying, you're damn right I was the border czar, and I'm proud of it. It's a badge of honor for what we did at the border. It's an admission that the border policy was an absolute catastrophe, that she's trying to run from it. So if she wants to compare records, it's the Biden-Harris administration.
I want you to hear, so Kamala Harris, off script, is where the wheels come off, because in my view, she doesn't study. Here's an example. When asked just a few months ago about the number one issue in America, that's inflation. Listen to this, cut 18.
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously.
All right.
Very seriously.
So what grade would you give her on that?
That's not bad. That's you know, acknowledging the pain. I mean, that's a lot better than what Biden was doing, which was saying, look, inflation's better. Things are getting better. All the 13 Nobel Prize winning economists say that the economy's doing great. At least she's acknowledging the problems that the Americans have. The problem is her policies caused it. That's the part she can't get around. She was the deciding vote on the $1.7 trillion so-called COVID spending bill that unleashed the inflation that Democrat economists like Larry Summers warned would unleash the inflation. And so she was the deciding vote on that. So it's not even just like she's a policy by association. She was the president of the Senate in a 50-50 Senate, and she voted for it. And she cast the tie-breaking vote to put that into effect. So she is personally responsible for unleashing the worst inflation in 40 years. So I guess it's better than Biden in the sense that she's not denying it.
But
she's
but you have to see it though.
She caused it.
Yeah, she looks like me if they asked me to please design a nuclear bomb. I'm like, well, first get a bomb. You know, I mean, so I've never seen anything quite like it. So Mark,
I would trust you to build a nuclear bomb more than I would trust her to run the country.
Well, thank you very much. It's a nice thing you've ever said about me, Mark. It's true.
A lot of nice things.
Oh, that's true. Just not to my face, which I think makes it better. Oh, I got to get back to
your
podcast.
No, I say the other stuff behind your back.
All right.
So, to your face, I say nice stuff.
So, Mark, how long does the honeymoon last?
100 days. I mean, you know, how are the American people supposed to evaluate her? She's just got a rope-a-dope and duck and weave for 100 days, and she's president. And the media is completely in the tank for her. They're going to let her change her positions. They're going to cover for her. All she's got to do is get through 100 days. I mean, this is why, you know, this is. And by the way, if they had had a primary, it would have been the Democrats that softened her up with all these crazy policies. It would have been Josh Shapiro and Bashir and all the conservative Democrats saying she's too radical to get elected.
Yep.
Because look at all these crazy policies.
Now
so by avoiding a primary, She avoided having this record exposed by her fellow Democrats.
I hear you. It sounds like they're coming for you, Mark, so I'm going to let you go. They'll be knocking at your door shortly. And I can't wait to do your podcast. We're going to do that soon.
I can run and I can hide, Brian.
Yes, you can. Back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show. Jonathan Turley, bottom of the hour. Hostage swap underway. Good news for us. Back in a moment.
Hear the ins and outs of the 2024 election right here. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An act of kindness from a police officer in Memphis, Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. Officer Michael Pointer was on patrol around a local community center when he met 10-year-old Kamari Brooks, who was hanging out waiting for his football practice. Kamari's been playing for 3 years and is so dedicated, he arrives at least an hour early before all of the other players. The next time the two met, Kamari had his uniform on and was there a few hours early. The two started talking, and Kamari admitted that he didn't have proper football cleats to play in. All of his other friends did, and he felt a little left out. Officer Pointer knew what he had to do next, so he bought his new friend a pair of brand new cleats and socks and delivered them to his house. Kamari's mom was so touched by the gesture and admitted that being a single parent, things weren't so easy. So to see Officer Pointer going out of his way to help her son was incredibly heartwarming. Well done, Officer Pointer. Thank you for your service and your kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tom Ellis and Sashir Zameda of the popular card game turned Netflix series Exploding Kittens. Ellis voices Godcat and Zameda Devilcat.
Well, I don't know if you would know what it would be based on the game because it's just so different from what I would have expected, and I think people are going to really like it.
Ellis, who starred as Lucifer on that series, acknowledged the common theme in his roles.
People have always been fascinated by the characters of God and the Devil. People always wonder, what's this version going to be like? This is probably the most accurate version to the Bible, I would say.
They shared how much they enjoy getting creative in the voice booth for a show like this.
I feel like I get to express so many different types of emotions, and like the amount of screaming and cackling I'm doing with this character, I haven't been asked to do that with any other character I've done, because that would be very cartoonish and wild.
And you do find yourself in the booth kind of, it's quite liberating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma, standing only 5'4". He was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work in such a hostile manner. I think it's a disgrace.
Wow. Trump was like, listen up, black people. You're always late. Your microphones are ghetto, and I'm Abraham Lincoln. I mean, I think he just won the black vote.
So that was The Daily Show, I imagine?
Yep.
That was it. That was the rotating host. I love their slogan, the most hosted show in television. Because you have Jon Stewart on Monday, who I missed. I guess took 2 weeks off after the big switch with presidential candidates. Usually does Monday. I'm wondering, have any of the late night shows, I've not seen them, any of the late night shows taken target practice at Kamala Harris for doing anything? For you haven't seen anything, right? You're going through them?
Yeah, Justin, our intern's been going through. He said there hasn't been much.
If that would take courage to go, that would make me think like things are going back to normal. Trump did this, you did that. And you see that you see who they're bringing back now to play Kamala Harris for SNL?
Maya Rudolph.
She's back. So just like this is an opportunity, I guess, for the next 6 months. But will they show any of her quirks? Will they show any of her lack of knowledge, lack of depth, switching of beliefs?
They need to do the cackle.
The laugh.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to make her look like a hero. And Donald Trump look like Alec Baldwin portrays him. So you're going to lose half the country, but I don't think they care at this point. Although you would think that Lorne Michaels, probably this could be his last year or next year, about 50 years. All right, so when we come back, Jonathan Turley tells us about KSM, the deal they cut him more. Don't move.
Yeah.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The Biden-Harris Department of Justice cut a deal with Al-Qaeda terrorist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to avoid the death penalty. Now, as someone who enlisted in the Marines to serve after 9/11, that is ridiculous, but it's not surprising. Now, just think about the point that we've gotten to. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have weaponized the Department of Justice to go after their political opponents, but they're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
J.D. Vance got a very nice welcome on the road. He's having some trouble with the press and some of his comments in the past, but he's very comfortable in front of people. He's extremely personable, and that's why people say, well, what a bad pick. I don't know. You know, the stuff of this past, it should have been screened. But the thing that he's got going for him, extremely bright, knows the issues, and good on his feet, and personable. He's at the border today. But he's talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two cohorts who are going to get life in prison. But we're not going to see this whole, all these deliberations play out. Like in Nuremberg, you got a chance to see what the Nazis were up to. You heard the case against them, and then you convicted them. We're not going to see that now. Jonathan Turley joins us, author of The Indispensable Right, Free Speech in the Age of Rage. Jonathan, were you surprised this deal was cut?
Well, we'd heard rumors that they were moving towards this type of agreement. The argument of the Biden administration was that the defendants had been subject to torture, and there was a decision from an earlier court that threw out a confession because it was the product of what was called enhanced interrogation. Many judges view that as a euphemism for torture. What was a little bit surprising, more than I guess a little bit, is that it wasn't clear to me that these defendants could not have been convicted on evidence derived outside of that program. There was a mountain of evidence against some of these individuals that was independent from anything that they said directly. So there was a feeling among many prosecutors that you could accept the court's earlier ruling, you could accept that some of this information would have to be dropped out, but what remained on the table was sufficient to secure the death penalty.
So you're not worried about the waterboarding and that coming up if this thing was to go through a full trial, and it would go on for months. It would cost us a lot of money, too, just to try this case, because we got it on both sides. We're paying for his defense, right, and the prosecution.
Yes. Now, I was a critic of the waterboarding system and of that program, and so I believe that that really was a mistake. But how they could thread that needle was part of what's been going on in these courts where prosecutors have said, we actually can do that, that we can remove this stuff, that not everything is tainted. Now, having said that, to be fair to the other side, this could very well have gone on for another 20 years because it is a difficult process, to separate out evidence when you've subjected people to what many in the world community view as torture. And so they finally threw in the towel and said, you know what, we're going to go for life imprisonment. What's interesting about the agreement, by the way, is that one of the sticking points was that they wanted a guarantee that these individuals would not be put into solitary confinement. The Justice Department refused to do that. The Biden administration refused to do that. And they ultimately, the defense had to drop that demand. So these guys would very likely be subject to not just life imprisonment, but pretty dire and punishing conditions.
So we understand there's a push today in the Senate to pass essentially legislation that would outstrip the immunity ruling from the Supreme Court. Allow presidents to be prosecuted as if that's what the immunity ruling did say. They're not going to get the votes. What's the point?
Well, first of all, they're trying very much to reinforce what the president did and said. This is going to be something that Vice President Harris is campaigning on. There's not as many people who you'll notice are clamoring to do what the president has called for, in quote, reforming the Supreme Court. members are really running for the shadows whenever that is raised, because I think that generally people in Congress think it's a terrible idea. But this immunity question, they feel like that's a winner for the Democrats. The problem is it's based on what you could call disinformation. Most of these members want to censor citizens for disinformation, and yet they are promulgating it. I mean, it is simply not true. It's not true that the Supreme Court said that presidents have absolute immunity from any possible criminal prosecutions. The Supreme Court adopted the middle road. It rejected the view of the Trump team. It rejected the view of the lower courts. And it adopted an approach that's not unlike what it has done in other areas where congressional and executive authority can conflict.
Jonathan Turley, our guest. Jonathan was brought up yesterday about what's going on with the January 6th, everybody that was put in prison because of it, and the Supreme Court ruling that affected those detained. Now, before I play those clips and the challenges in January 6th, should you be in jail, what exactly did the ruling say about those detained on January 6th?
Well, I mean, we're still fighting over this question as to how long these detentions were warranted. The Department of Justice has continued to hammer on these cases. One of the things that I talk about in The Indispensable Right is how excessive some of this effort was. You know, the lead prosecutor said that this was an effort to commit, quote, shock and awe, so that nobody in the future would consider coming and challenging something like the certification of an election again. And they carried that out. They brought hundreds of cases. The vast majority of these people were charged with fairly minor offenses of trespass, unlawful entry. That's the vast majority here. These are people who entered the Capitol. It's also important to note that a very small percentage of the protesters engaged in actual violence, only a relative handful, about a dozen, were charged with even seditious conspiracy. So there is this disconnect between the charges and what the Department of Justice was really parading as this shock and awe on the nation, where no one would be free from the crackdown if they were part of these protests.
Jonathan, the other thing that came up with that meeting of black journalists was qualified immunity as it relates to officers. So they were talking about this. I don't want to get into this case and bias any future jury in Chicago. But a cop walked in there. This person was having a mental breakdown. The cop felt like she was about to throw boiling water on her, and he shot her. So this case was brought up. Should that cop in a situation like that be, if they had qualified immunity, would a lawsuit still be allowed?
Yeah, generally for qualified immunity, you have no protection if what you violated was an established rule, if it was clear that you didn't have that authority. Generally, under the governing principles, if an officer fears serious bodily injury or death, they can use potentially lethal force. And in the past, something like throwing boiling water on an officer could be viewed as a potentially lethal weapon or one that would cause serious bodily injury. The idea of this whole qualified immunity is to give officers a bit of breathing space. They're not going to have counsel with them when they go through that door.
Yeah.
And they have to feel like they can protect themselves and others.
So that's what he wants, to empower the cops to not worry about a lawsuit. So not only are you not making a ton of money, not only are you putting your life on the line, but I had an interaction with somebody today, and that suspect could be suing us, honey, pass the potatoes.
No, that's right. And if you take a look at cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, they're offering relatively high salaries. The cost of living is very high. But some of these cities are offering well above $100,000 for rookie officers, and they still can't fill their ranks. And part of that is the high cost of living. But I think part of it's also people of, why should I do this? If I go in there in Los Angeles or LA, Los Angeles or San Francisco or some other city, and I have to use my weapon, I could find myself in years prosecution, that there's no one watching my back.
That's true. Lastly, and this is a reach, but I'm watching the boxing in the Olympics, and I'm forced to, I'm watching this man, transgender man, beat the hell out of everybody, and this one woman just quit rather than fight. Can you sue a body in real time and get an injunction to make sure people fight you who are of your gender?
Yeah, it's very difficult, if not impossible, because these federations are allowed to make these definitions on who is eligible to fight. I saw that. The polls indicate that the American people are dead set against this. That is similar to polls in other countries. And the solution is going to be political, not legal. The chances of suing a federation on this grounds is not likely to succeed.
Absolutely. And lastly, when do you think we're going to hear if the qualified immunity, if the immunity ruling will affect President Trump's convictions in the New York case?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have a date for sentencing in September. I'll be there in New York for Fox. He'll probably make it. He'll obviously make a decision before then. What's interesting, Brian, is that when I went back, I sat through that trial. I was in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And I initially said, I think it's unlikely that the judge will say that the conviction is invalid. But when I went through and looked at the testimony, frankly, even having sat through it, I was amazed at how many points of evidence would fall into one of these three buckets. And so it's not quite as easy to make this catwalk backwards, but I still think the odds favor the prosecutors and the judge saying, you know, some of this stuff did fall into the presumptive area. But what Bragg is arguing is that it's harmless error, that to the extent that we tripped those wires, the evidence was overwhelming. You can remove that evidence and still have ample basis for a conviction.
Oh, you could. It just probably wouldn't be 34 counts.
Right. Well, that's the argument of the prosecutors, and I think they have a judge who obviously tends to agree with them. He ruled consistently with them, including some rulings that I still find absolutely baffling.
And that's all. These are the types of things that are in your book, The Indispensable Right, not that specific case, but what we're dealing with now in our court system, The Indispensable Right, Free Speech in the Age of Rage. Jonathan, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
All right. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, South Park tackles the boxing issue in just a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's so outrageous. I mean, there's things that are complicated in sports. I go over college football, my eyes glaze over with all the new rules. And when it comes to the Olympics, there's some events we don't know about. But when it comes to boxing, it should be very clear. If you are a transgender male, you should not be fighting women. They have stood up for this in track and field and other things. I am shocked that boxing is still wrestling with this. Internationally, I don't think it's an issue. But with the Olympics, they evidently went with the transgender, let them fight. And it looks like two were fighting against women. One, just the Italian woman, just quit in the middle of the fight after getting hammered twice in the face. This is a tragedy. Don't you agree?
Oh, it's absolutely insane. And the fact that the Olympics don't have a more clear-cut rule is asinine. But what I want our listeners to hear, which we've played it before.
And let me just finish this, Ellie. It's Algeria's Amin Khalif. That is the transgender. Khalif's 25, fights in the women's 66 kilogram, I believe that's 120, after her preliminary opponent on Thursday abandoned the bout because he's a man. And she has got hit twice and said, that's it, I quit. It's the Italian Clarissa Shields.
And then another woman who has fought the same fighter talked about fighting him previously and said the punches were like just more intense than anything she had ever experienced before.
So you said South Park got ahead of this?
Well, we've played this before probably 1 or 2 years ago. 4 years ago, South Park put out this episode. And listen to this clip and just they always foresee the future.
Joining me now is the current champion of the Strong Woman competition, Strong Woman. Miss Woman, do you feel ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready, David.
Now, this is the first year that a trans woman is in the competition. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. I feel honored to be a part of history. I have a lot of incredible trans friends who are athletes, and so we're all inspired this woman's competing.
Uh-huh. And have you actually ever met Heather Swanson?
No, I've never competed against her before, no.
She's not exactly your average trans athlete.
Well, what is an average trans athlete? Honestly, I find that kind of bigoted, David.
Okay. Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Miss Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And is it correct you just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some... Let me tell you something, Dingleberry.
David Perry.
I'm going to roll up the other women here, and I'm going to smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
Any words for the challenger, Miss Woman?
Good luck, Heather.
Luck is for dudes.
And if you watch it, I mean, it's basically
right.
A man all muscle.
This is crazy. I mean, of all the sports, I mean, chess. You want to be a transgender chess wizard? Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine with me. You know, you could do, but this would be really easy. Where are you born? Sorry. Yeah, you're a male. You know, you're a male. If you want to fight other men, try to qualify. You could dress as a woman, put your hair in a bun, whatever it takes to be a woman. You know, if you want to do that, but it's the gender you're born. So absolutely making a mockery of anything. What kills me is I love boxing and it's having a real hard time breaking through. We used to see a crop of Olympians come out. They become pros. We knew how to track them. Now this is becoming the number one boxing story, makes it a sideshow. I mean, they do such a good job testing to make sure the Chinese and back then the East Germans and caught all the Russians cheating. And now all of a sudden they can't. They throw up their hands when it comes to transgender males. You know why? Because they don't have a relative getting in the ring with one. And what makes it worse is the Olympic dream is really Olympic dream. As I just mentioned, when you get through, you train like crazy. You go 3 or 4 round fights. You go through all the amateurs. So you get some sponsors, but you don't make a lot of money. You take a pounding. You got to learn to hit. You can't do that through light sparring. And then this is your moment. And even if you don't have it, you just want to compete. And that moment's not going to be replicated anywhere else in your life. And some guy who says he's a woman ruins it all. It's disappointing, and it's so easily fixable, and the Olympic Committee is a real blind spot. And I just don't... How are they calling it? I'm curious. Is NBC being politically correct? I'm going to find out. And they're pretending like the Italian just is a quitter, as opposed to got hit by a man. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.